Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we are back.
Police presence was massive.
We were just here 20-something hours ago, and now we are back live on air broadcasting worldwide. And what a tragedy happened during the last hour of the broadcast yesterday. And you would think the United States had just been hit by a nuclear bomb or something. The hysteria, the hyperventilating that is still ongoing right now on controlled corporate state-run press. You would think the end of the world happened yesterday because Miriam Carey, a woman they're saying was on prescription drugs, got scared by a drill and a, quote, makeshift temporary checkpoints in the area and got scared and ran off. And then the media said that she'd been firing like Yosemite Sam with two guns out the windows and had been smashing down barriers. And it turns out it was the police driving around like total maniacs, smashing into everything in sight. And then, of course, they blamed her for the cops running into barriers when she wasn't even anywhere around, and then chasing the panicked woman around a roundabout until killing her in front of her baby. And you can make excuses and say, oh, she was dangerously driving. We didn't shoot out her tires. We just killed her because we love her. We care about her. We're heroes. As the Senate and the House have been saying, and as the bizarre Kathy Lehner, police chief of the District of Mordor, the District of Criminals, the District of Con Artist, was saying, you can make excuses about all that, but you cannot make excuses about sweating senators and House members going, incredible job defending us from the terrorists. You are heroes. We're all battling through this, and going on TV, and they're still on television. Right before I went on air, yeah, there's the standing ovation. Right before I went on air, I was watching the Communist News Network, and they had the ATF, FBI, all up there thanking each other, talking about how they faced down the most devastating threat in world history. Meanwhile, there are people dying by the hundreds of thousands with flesh-eating bacteria, children having convulsions and dying right now from their first vaccines in hospitals everywhere. Hospitals are killing people for their organs openly. They're forcibly sterilizing poor people all over the country. Troops are dying of DU. The government's announcing veterans are the number one enemy. They're bankrupting the country. The NSA spying on us illegally. Government is committing every crime you can imagine. They're SWAT-teaming old ladies that can't pay their property taxes and taking their homes. Foreign banks are above the law, sucking out $47 trillion. And the government is shut down, at least for the public. The government golf courses aren't. They're now putting up expensive iron-wired barricades to keep the World War II vets out of the World War II memorial that the feds didn't pay for, don't own, didn't build. Mount Vernon, they don't run it, they don't administer it, they don't own it, but it's designated as a federal park, so they blocked that. Just an orgy of bug-eyed control freaks running around doing stuff so absurd that I don't even have words at this point to describe the mega-level bizarreness. By the way, last night we were up here, and Adan Salazar stayed late to write an article. We had tips and went and checked it. Indeed, it's true, there was a military Marine Corps Army drill outside the White House and in surrounding areas with checkpoints. They call it a drill. It's martial law preparation, conditioning the public. But turns out that was going on. That's what she probably ran into that. They've made all this up, just like they made up the gun and the rest of it.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there is some real scum in the alarm business, cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with SimpliSafe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust SimpliSafe to protect your family. SimpliSafe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your SimpliSafe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimpliSafe.com. GetSimpliSafe.com. GetSimpliSafe.com.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Alex Jones here, and I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a 4-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today. It's Friday.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Well, economist and fund manager Peter Schiff, who's proven extremely accurate in the last few years with his predictions, will be joining us coming up at the bottom of the next hour to talk about this story in the Financial Times of London. Global economy is in epic scale change, says IMF's Lagrange. And, of course, they mean by in an epic challenge, a challenge for them to use the global crisis they've engineered to consolidate control over the planet and bring in total corporate anti-free market crony capitalist tyranny. So Peter Schiff will be joining us for about 20 minutes at the bottom of the next hour. Mark Dice is going to be coming on the show as well to discuss his new video. It's funny, I was already setting him up for the show today when I saw the video this morning, and now DrudgeReport.com has linked to it. Democrats do not even know what party Obama is in. And by the way, we've talked to Mark. This is everyone he talked to. There's one woman who knows he's a Democrat, and she's a Democrat. There's one woman out of 10 people. He goes out and shoots these in 10, 15 minutes. It's almost as bad in Austin in the trendy areas, and we do these videos as well, but nobody does them like Mark. I've told my crew, mimic what he's doing. Just come up with your own questions, because he really knows how to show how ignorant they are. And they are Democratic supporters. Many of them say they like Obama, but don't know what party he's in. He's just really cool. And Paul Watson points out, how are they going to know what Obamacare really is? How are they going to know what a government shutdown is? How are they going to know the Federal Reserve isn't federal? See, all this propaganda is designed for low-grade morons. We sit here, and the public moves in slow motion. They literally behave like people I've known that have lobotomies. And I'm not a predator, so I don't take advantage. I try to wake them up, and they look at you with this feeble, giggling, bug-eyed look and laugh at you. They know how to do that. In fact, they laugh at Mark. They're proud of their ignorance. And, folks, they want our guns. They want our kids. We are their slaves. Because you could say, well, they can't tie their shoelaces. Oh, you know what? There's more of them than there are of us. That's why we're not a democracy. In a democracy, a pure democracy that some of the city-states in ancient Greece had, we're all taught that Greece was this perfect democracy and it was heavenly. There were 10, 20, 25, depending on what period in Grecian history, over thousands of years, different city-states, different groups. Some did human sacrifice and worshipped basically the devil. Some worshipped nature. Some worshipped science. Some were Spartans. Others were known for being more philosophers. But the original democracy, they would have two wire buckets, baskets up on a hill. And that particular group, I think that was in Athens, I'm going from memory, they would go up on the hill for a period, and they would put black rocks for a yes, for a nay vote, and white rocks for a yes vote. Black for no, white for yes. And they would get together. It was the upper class men. They were the only ones allowed to vote. They'd been voted into the society. So it was a democracy of the oligarchy, basically. They would decide if they didn't like you, they would go have a vote to kill you. And routinely, philosophers and others that criticized them would be taken up to the hill. They would vote and then make you drink poison or throw you off a cliff. And they had similar voting in other areas in and around the Grecian islands and up into Macedonia, where Alexander the Great came from, a landlocked area, what is not even part of Greece today, but was part of northern Greece. I mean, that's just all history. It's a labyrinth, similar to the Minotaur's labyrinth, but much bigger. To study any sector of history, especially Grecian history, Cretan history, Cretan history. That's where we get the word Cretan or Cretan, which is the derivative of Cretan, I guess, got turned into Cretan. That guy's a Cretan, which is an ancient multi-thousand-year-old slang by one group in Greece against the other, saying you're a degenerate idiot. But I'm now digressing, and I apologize for doing that here on the air today. We have a lot of important news to cover, but Mark Dice will be joining us. And then Dr. Steve Pachinik, in the last 45 minutes of the third hour, will get into the Naval Yard shooting. Former head of PSYOPs, basically for the federal government, heading up the State Department operations. And, of course, first confirming that bin Laden had died 12 years ago and that they would roll him out in the future as a pretext, as a political diversion. And now we have Cy Hirsch saying the same thing, who I didn't know he was friends with or knows well. And we also learned the amazing thing that Tom Clancy, never even tried to get Tom Clancy on, but he didn't do a lot of interviews, was a regular viewer of my films and of the radio show, was a off and on listener, that they would discuss the show for 12 years since he and Steve Pachinik, who co-wrote books together and produced TV shows and movies together. He was one of Tom Clancy's main sources. I'm not bragging that Tom Clancy was a listener. It's just, I just marvel on a daily basis now, almost. Multiple times weekly, I get contacted by incredibly famous people who, it turns out, are listeners and who say that I've expanded their perspective. And it's just, it's very daunting to know that these incredible minds, literary minds, scientific minds, are looking up to my broadcast, which a lot of the time I hear the rebroadcast, I think is unlistenable. But it's an incredible responsibility, and I am honored to be here and have so many amazing people listening, most of whom don't give me authorization to say that they're even listeners. By the way, I've gotten so busy with all the serious global news, I haven't even aired the interview we shot last Thursday with Russell Brand, a video interview. I haven't aired that yet, and Friday's not the day to air something like that. If we have time, we'll premiere it on the radio/TV show. It's a good interview. It's powerful. This Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., sometime in there, we'll play that on Sunday. Sunday's actually a good day to launch news, I found. Friday is the worst. Everybody knows that. If you want to bury something, put the release out on a Friday afternoon. If you want to really get something out big, they say put it out on a Monday or a Wednesday. In my experience, to get a jump on the news, because the news is so dead, and most reporters are at home deep into a bottle of Jack Daniels or gin and tonic, whatever the case is. I don't know what it is about reporters, but, man, everyone I've ever known is a complete drunk. That's why I'm not a reporter. I'm a broadcaster. I'm just joking. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, is that we're going to air that Russell Brand interview Sunday or Monday, because it is some newsworthy stuff, he said. He has a lot of gravitas in person, a lot of energy. I got to put him up there with some of the most energy I've ever felt, being right up close to that guy. I mean, it was a lot of energy. Now, he'd just gone off stage when he did the interview, but very interesting. That guy is definitely electrified. Whether you agree with him or not, he certainly is on a journey himself towards what I believe is awakening and becoming completely anti-New World Order. In fact, he's pretty much already there. And so it's good to have people like that that are rising icons in the media landscape, in the cultural landscape, who are assaulting the narcissism of the Pavlovian mind control system that we're all under. To some extent, we're all victims of it to one level or another, but particularly those that really buy into the culture of television, dominant establishment television. The old media is dying and on its last legs and falling apart, imploding at an accelerated rate. But mainstream culture, Lady Gaga, the sitcoms, the dramas, that's the real propaganda. It has waned some, but it's still the towering center of the culture. It is the sun of our political solar system. And worldwide, Hollywood is the center of the cultural, spiritual morass, the bygone swamp of cultural decay, the huge festering cesspit. And it itself is imploding financially, but still, even in its flailing gesticulations, it is dominant. Not hyper-dominant. It was hyper-dominant worldwide. Now it's dominant, but sinking quickly. And they know they're sinking. The mayor of Los Angeles has panicked and said everyone's fleeing. Well, of course everyone's fleeing. It's a giant con artist operation. And then it will fully implode in the next decade or so. But by then we may be into World War III, so it really won't matter in the final equation if we don't turn things around and kind of stop the collective insanity that is gripping the world. Obviously, you tuned in to hear what I have to say about what happened yesterday with the poor woman who the Senate and House have implied as a terrorist, and said the police acted heroically and they were given a standing ovation. We're going to be talking about Miriam Carey, who was executed, and they said that she was firing guns at him and running into barricades. It turned out she didn't have guns. She wasn't firing guns. It looks like it's the police that ran the barricades. They were having a drill with army checkpoints, and she got scared, as best we can tell, and then fled away and was with her small child. Who wouldn't be scared? I don't want to go to North Korea. It's scary to come up to troops and Marines. We have photos of them, by the way, and police dogs and checkpoints on main roads, not even in front of the White House. And then she ran, and they got her. And then they had a huge celebration. It's ongoing with bizarre ATF agents and people in rock-ready stances with adrenaline in their eyes, patting each other on the back with the FBI, acting like they just fought, you know, 500,000 Chinese pouring into North Korea or something in the Korean War. I mean, you would think they just went up onto the shores of Iwo Jima and or Guadalcanal. But you just walked all over a woman and killed her in front of her baby. I mean, you're real studs.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
And now, an important sponsored message for men only from GetEDSolutions.com. Men who were formerly taking ED medication are now reporting that a secret underground video has restored their male performance better than pills. These men say this secret underground video is bringing back the male performance and sensation they've been missing for years, and it's working better than pills.
Things are so much better now. Everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend is very happy.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
The owner of this video has reported the overwhelming bandwidth costs may necessitate his taking this video down. Don't miss watching this urgent video on fixing male performance while it's still up at GetEDSolutions.com. There may only be hours left, so watch now at GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
Oh, yeah.
If you think that I don't know about the little tricks you play.
You hear that, New World Order?
I never see you when deliberately you put things in my way.
Trying to shut down our economy?
You're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile because of the wild.
I can see.
I can see for miles.
You know what? More and more people can see for miles and miles. And miles. and Miles. You know what's happening? People are learning your tricks. At least people are learning your tricks and getting smarter and more informed, or they're succumbing to total zombiosis. But the problem for the establishment is having a bunch of drooling, fearful, sheep-like zombies to even draw from for your own ranks, because you want dumb people working for you so they won't notice the criminal activities you're involved in. That's not tenable, even short-term, for the New World Order. The spectacle of D.C. on lockdown, panicking, people running, Congress people running in fear, being ordered around by police in these ridiculous police uniforms, everyone lying down on the ground, you know, hiding behind rocks, miles away in some cases, and then the media going for 5 hours and saying she was seen shooting at the police, shots fired, the Capitol's under attack, the White House is under attack, on and on and on and on. And then we find out it's a woman during a drill who drove up to a checkpoint, not barricades, and then ran from a checkpoint and may have bumped up against a checkpoint. But the original report said that she was firing and shot to police at a checkpoint. I said, hope it isn't a false flag with the government shutdown, but it's probably a backfire or something. It's probably because they're always evacuating the Capitol for backfires. Or it might be somebody going postal, or it might be drug dealers. Well, Media Matters, White House Run came out and said that I said it was a false flag yesterday. And I went to the clip they had, and I did not say that. I said, here we go again. It could be staged. Of course it could be staged. The government's been caught staging everything from the Gulf of Tonkin to Northwoods to you name it to Operation Ajax. Now it's come out in mainstream news, we're going to get to it, that indeed it was Saudi intelligence launched the chemical attacks. Gave the jihadis the weapons. The jihadis want to be rock stars, so they shot video of themselves doing it. But now that's mainstream news. We're going to be getting into all of that. The truth is the system's mad that people listen to us, and they listen to the alternative real media, the resurgent media. Cy Hirsch, two-time Pulitzer Prize winner, says your bin Laden raid was 100% fake and didn't happen, Obama. What are you going to do, New World Order? Bad boys, bad boys. What you going to do? What you going to do when reality comes for you? What are you going to do when you implode the economy and your economic takeover of society by design? And then instead of everyone being in the dark about what the globalists have done, everybody knows you're the authors of it. Do you really think armies of drooling supporters that literally don't know what planet they're on? We're going to play some video of this. Democratic supporters don't even know what party Obama's in. They just think he's cool. I like him. I think he's great. Black, white, Hispanic, Asian, old, young, don't know what planet they're on. Every one of them in Los Angeles doesn't know what planet they're on. But you know what? It's got to be 100 million of us have just armed to the teeth. We know all about the New World Order. We know all about your tactics, battle tactics, propaganda tactics. We're just studying you, watching you, gearing up, passing the word, getting ready. So go ahead, blow up Chicago with a nuke or Dallas or maybe all, whatever city you're going to hit. Blame it on the Patriot Movement. By the way, you know they raided this woman's house, shut down the whole neighborhood, had helicopters and SWAT teams saying she might have been anti-government. That way they put anti-government in there subconsciously. And they go, oh, it's terrible, no anti-government stuff. You know they went through her computer. If she would have ever visited my website, because they've done this over and over again with police shootings, the Boston bombings, they go and get in the person's computer. My site's one of the biggest news sites in the world. It's in the top 20. Undoubtedly, on record, if you visit it and you commit a crime, they blame it on me. But I'm surprised they didn't just lie about it. They already lied and said she shot two cops. They already lied and said she ran over the barriers. We have the video of who ran into the barriers. Oh, and we have the photos from the Pentagon's own website. They had Marines and Army and police out there with checkpoints searching people. And this woman, who looked like she may have been a paranoid schizophrenic or borderline, fled on prescription drugs, that's admitted, as usual, and they killed her.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
With over 3,000 years of historic use, pure silver continues to be one of nature's most reliable and effective agents against fighting viruses, mold, fungus, bacteria, pathogens, and parasites. At Silver Lungs, we have developed a reliable and easy-to-use full production system for creating endless pure nano-silver solutions right from the convenience and comfort of your home. Your self-produced nano-silver solutions can be applied topically to the skin. For many who are new to silver that wish to try silver for the first time, we offer a full line of consumables and cosmetics, such as our 2-ounce nano-silver nasal sprays, our nano-silver soap, and our most popular product, the all-natural nano-silver gel. Visit www.silverlungs.com to learn more about the industry-leading technology of the Silver Lungs system. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Ben Swan here. We are winning. Alternative media is challenging and beating mainstream media, and it's imperative for the liberty movement to continue this momentum. However, independent media cannot win without the support of sponsors and advertisers like Diamond Gusset Jeans. For over 26 years, Diamond Gusset has been owned by patriots with products designed for patriots. When I put on a pair of Diamond Gusset jeans, I enjoy the quality, comfort, durability, and style. Most importantly, my wife really likes them as well. From the cotton to the last stitch, Diamond Gusset bucks the industry standard by producing a 100% all-American product. Another reason for my endorsement. So Ben Swan is asking you to go visit DiamondLiberty.com right now. With promo code BEN, you will receive a 20% off discount on a pair of male or female Diamond Gusset jeans. Remember, DiamondLiberty.com, and you are directly supporting the growth of independent media.
When an emergency happens, you'll be left to fend for yourself and your family. An outbreak of contagious disease can happen anywhere, and the threat of bioterrorism is always at hand. Because we're faced with more diseases than ever before, we need a better solution than ever before. Fortunately, there's a simple, effective way to protect yourself. Supernatural Silver offers a safe and effective means of fighting pathogens and can help defeat the root of these problems. Supernatural Silver is effective against more than 500 different disease-causing pathogens without encouraging drug resistance and without side effects. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and give you and your loved ones a fighting chance. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code October 2013 for 20% off your entire order and like us on Facebook.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Broadcasting worldwide from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin. We are the resistance. We are the spirit of 1776. Worldwide, the spirit of awakening. The spirit of liberty. Don't tread on us, baby, because we're only getting started. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Infowars.com. My friends, we are here to reignite the fires of liberty inside the minds of men and women everywhere. We are here to try to rekindle the idea of basic human dignity and freedom. I am your host, Alex Jones. Let me get into the news here because it's very important. Let me just mention what we have. We have the poor Miriam Carey executed in front of her small child, old enough to see her shot at least 12 times, at basically point-blank range directly through the window. They should have just seen she was panicking, let her fled, followed her, stopped her away from the Capitol. Should have shot out her tires. I would have just let her flee and not pursued, followed her by camera. They had her license number, get her later. A lot of cities are actually doing that because these police chases kill so many people with all the adrenaline, including police. No, it doesn't matter when the average animals, the average slaves die, according to the perspective of many in the establishment. But secondarily, could have shot out her tires. No, that wasn't done. She was shot right through the window, right in front of her small child. And then because Obama is seen as DC now, I noticed on the YouTube video news I uploaded last night about it and in our articles at Infowars.com being critical of the police, I saw a lot of black folks commenting, and you could follow back their links on YouTube and on my site to their YouTubes and Facebooks. They were black folks mainly, saying we were racist and that we wouldn't be upset if this woman was black. Of course, she was black. That wasn't known yet. But we were only upset because it was a white woman and she was driving a nice car. So people watching this, some black folks, immediately thought because it was a nice car, it must be a white lady, and were glad she was dead, is basically what I was. You can go to my site and read the comments in the article Paul Watson posted about the country that faced down nuclear war in the 60s, now panics and fear and freaks out over woman in car. And in those comments, I saw them there. And then I saw him on the YouTube video I shot right around the same time. Immediately, you're just mad it's a white woman. I wasn't thinking white woman, black woman. I didn't think, oh, they've killed a white woman. I wasn't even thinking she's Hispanic, she's black, she's white. It didn't even enter my mind. It was they killed some woman. And John Bound ran in here almost like he was psychic. And he goes, I bet they were running drills, part of that East Coast drill. And I bet she came up to a checkpoint, and it's part of the government shutdown with other barricades. And I bet she ran, so they killed her. And I bet it was cops that ran into the barricades. And I'm like, well, you're the news director when Rob Dew's working on Obama deception. Settle down. Maybe your hunch is right. You got to prove that. Settle down. This is like at 2:30, right out there in the studio. You guys saw this happen. Turn on your mic, CJ. I mean, is that not what John Bound said exactly?
Verbatim.
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 Verbatim. And I went, whoa, dude. Whoa. I mean, Bounds a lot like me. Gets real excited. And I was like, how do you know this? He goes, I just know. Then it all comes in. Running a drill. She didn't shoot at him. Didn't shoot two cops. The cops were running into barricades. She was on anti-anxiety medication, reportedly bipolar. That's the new name for schizophrenic. Because you're not supposed to go schizophrenic after 30. But it's happening to people. People are going nuts in this modern society. All the GMO, all the toxins, all the electromagnetic smart meter radiation on record that makes animals go crazy. And so she's flipping out. She's got problems. She goes to D.C. She gets freaked out by checkpoints, runs. She's dead. And it turns out Bound was basically 100% right. I guess just knowing the pity parties they have and the way they all behave and the type of stuff that goes on in this country. All right, before I get into all this news on this subject and then into the government shutdown and the huge new developments there and then exclusive Border Patrol reps claim agents being ordered to stand down, that's from Breitbart. That was said 3 years ago and turned out to be true. It was said a year ago, turned out to be true. Of course it's true when the Border Patrol reps come out and say we're ordered to stand down. I've talked to Border Patrol. I have extended family that are Border Patrol. I live in Texas. They're not allowed to stop anybody, basically. They're there to harass citizens, and by the way, they don't like that. They're told to give people tickets in the national park if they catch you with beer in your picnic basket. I've actually witnessed it. So there's that story. And meanwhile, their drones are being used to watch U.S. citizens, the New American reports, not the illegals. Of course. The 100-mile-deep checkpoints on the northern and southern border are there to harass citizens. I've been through them in the north and the south. I've watched illegal aliens with no ID fly. TSA has orders to let them through. Illegal aliens, you know, wearing the Wrangler jeans, cowboy hats, whole nine yards. You know, hardworking illegal aliens. I'm not knocking those folks coming over from Mexico. They're nice people overall. But my point is that they're above the law and it's wrong. I mean, if they can drink and drive, and if they cannot have insurance, and if they can get on a plane without ID, and if they can have bank accounts without IDs, then I'm going to change my name to Pablo Gonzalez, okay? Because I want the rights they've got. But the reason they've got all those extra rights is because the establishment wants them here to drive down wages and wants to incentivize everything they can to get them here. Because their kids that are going to be citizens, they're going to be forced to take shots. They're going to be sucked off of. They're going to be dumbed down. They're going to join the Imperial military to fight for the New World Order and Emperor Palpatine. And that's why they're here. They're here because I don't care whether you're Hispanic, black, white, what you are, even Asians kids, getting out of the stereotype of them generationally staying hardworking, the numbers are there, turn into degenerate slobs in many cases. I mean, just look at the numbers. Why not? You can go on welfare. So they've got to bring in all these third world populations because the average American doesn't want to go out and start a business or work hard. Now, there's a lot of Americans that do and who are the backbone of this country. I don't care what color you are, but we're the main enemy and being taxed to the hilt, and we're shutting down as well. And indigenous Americans don't have kids. They have like 1.3 kids on average, so you got to bring in illegals to replace them for Social Security. But the point is, the illegals are above the law and are godlike. So just remember that. It's total discrimination. But the bankers run things. That's why it is. But let's show you just one of the videos of police driving at 90 miles an hour and smashing into barricades. And there's several videos of this. They were just crash up derby driving 80, 90 miles an hour, slamming into each other, just shooting guns wildly, just like New York last year where they shot 9 people and for 2 days blamed it on the guy they killed. They shot people this year and blamed it on the guy they shot. So the new thing is they shoot you, Wild Wild West just starts shooting everything up in the shooting gallery with instinctive shooting training going haywire, and then they claim it's a terror attack, have hyperventilating freakouts, sergeant of arms, congresspeople crying, shaking, we're battle hard, we made it up the Iwo Jima, we made it up the hill, we hoisted the flag. I mean, you would think that they just won the Congressional Medal of Honor. I mean, the congresspeople are still on TV, hyperventilating, shaking, talking about how they just went through the most harrowing combat mission of their entire life. It's like when Hillary made it up, said she flew into Serbia and her plane was shot up. Total lie. I mean, it is just the wicked flee when none pursue. And it is insanity. Absolutely insane. Because this was a police riot. Let's go to the clip. Of course, when there's a real shooter, though, the SWAT team's ordered to stand down. But when it's a woman, well, then send them all in. And oh, they were so restrained. Oh, they were so restrained. Oh, they were so incredibly restrained. Oh, they're so wonderful. Oh, they're so incredible. On and on and on. The sycophantic worship and the maps on CNN and diagramming every factor of it. And will she be an anti-government extremist? They've shut down the neighborhood. Helicopters, armored vehicles, anti-bomb robots. Oh, my gosh. Was the mentally ill woman with a small child an Al-Qaeda operative? Was she a patriot? Was she a right winger? On and on and on. And then they shut everything down and go, no weapons or no anti-government paraphernalia. So this is the martial law rollout while they were having drills. Show people in a minute the Adan Salazar article. It's now in the archive of featured news. Click on top story link at the top of Infowars.com if you're a listener. Top story link takes you to the stories that have rolled off the featured news area but are very important. We're about to redesign the site, so those stories will be up there for a day at least. Won't roll off in hours, but top story link is so important. There on the site when you click that, and you can see the Marines and the Army were there running the operation right in that area with checkpoints where they get everybody ready for martial law. And all over the country, they have federal grants now for warrantless checkpoints, including Army and Marines with sidearms. And they had California drills in Central California that was covered in the news there where they actually have heavy machine guns in the back of Humvees aiming them at people like it's Fallujah. And in the future, if one person gets out of their car or runs, they're just going to open up on a whole column like it's Baghdad or Fallujah and just kill everybody because we're the enemy. And then drop an AK-47 on you like they do in Iraq as they were publicly trained to do. So this is it. And there already are police officers. And the veterans that don't want to do it, they're having their guns taken. So if you're PTSD and want to be a cop, that's fine. But any other thing, you know, you're the enemy. You're going to have your guns taken. So let's go to the police car video. It's up on Infowars.com if you're a radio listener, of them smashing into the barricade. Here's one of the videos. Now, folks, this is not a police car, if you're a radio listener, that came around a corner or something and hit the barricade. This is a cop car driving at like 80, 90 miles an hour straight into a barricade. Straight into it. And it's been confirmed they were doing this everywhere, just ramming police cars. By the way, they weren't even trying to block her in or something in these videos. She's nowhere to even around. They're just driving around, just driving into things. And they did an excellent job, and I think they're heroes. I think it's great. I mean, you look at these D.C. cops, most of them, they look like they're the people Mark Dice interviewed. The story's up on Infowars.com and DrudgeReport.com, who do not know what their name is. They don't know who Obama's party is. It is incredible. Video, Obama supporters don't know what party Obama is affiliated with. But they like Obama, though. They like Obama. That's what's key. And you could tell him. He does these videos. We're going to kill the gun owners. Yes, for Obama. Yes, we're going to sterilize everybody for Obama. We're going to confiscate all the guns for Obama. We're going to confiscate all the gold for Obama. As long as you say for Obama, we're going to put the Tea Party in forced labor camps. I think it's good. They're dangerous. And there's armies of these slugs. Armies of them who feel like they're on the winning team, and being on the winning team means they're allowed to have our guns. And they go on MSNBC and say, your children belong to us. And everyone goes, they do. And they call into the show and they say, yes, your children do belong to the state. You've heard them. And then they giggle at me because they're big, tough men. And they think we're going to put up with it. They think we're going to just say, okay, well, you're a big, fat jellyfish. I'll do whatever you say. Now, let's go to the really disgusting video. This is up on Infowars.com. Congress gives standing ovation to D.C. cops for executing unarmed mother and the minority whip, Steny Hoyer. And these people were all shaking and like rubbing their hands and just, oh. I mean, it was like bad acting, like five-year-olds acting in a school play about how shocked they were. And they're on the news shaking commander's hands and going, you did a great job, sir. Because they're getting everyone ready that mowing down women is good. You're going to just start hearing about people killed at checkpoints everywhere. I told you yesterday before this happened, if any of those World War II vets resist, I said they'll beat them or shoot them on the spot. Now they've put up metal barricades so you can't get through. And they're reportedly arresting people, but it's not on the news yet. They're keeping media back from that for whatever reason, because they don't like the images. But I'm telling you, folks, they'd love to be able to line World War II vets up and shoot them. And you're like, why? Because they hate them. They hate America. They hate strength in America. If they can just take over and wreck everything, that's why they go on the news and say, we're going to teach your five-year-olds how to do things that until a decade ago, only men knew how to do in San Francisco. I mean, stuff that I didn't know about till I was in college. They're teaching five-year-olds that I can't say on the radio. On record. And they teach them 2 + 2 = 5. It's total warfare against you and your family. It's total psych warfare so that anything goes. This is psych warfare. This is in psych warfare manuals that are declassified to break your will, where you will put up with anything. So let's go to the minority whip in the House. Well, first let's just go to them doing the standing ovation for the public execution of the woman on the in front of the Capitol. Here it is.
I know that I joined the majority leader in expressing our gratitude to the Capitol Police.
Yay! Oh, yes. I mean, even if they had to kill her, which they didn't, you're going to go have a sick... You should have said, well, it's sad this had to happen, but it was a danger, and we're doing an investigation. Instead, yay, we're God. Everything, we're giving $47 trillion to foreign banks. We're setting up checkpoints. There's troops on the streets of D.C. and Chicago. Yeah, we're bringing in martial law incrementally. Oh, Cantor was even sicker than Hoyer. He was like, just want to say, you're heroes. Everybody's like, I mean, this is mass mental illness, idiocracy on PCP.
Mr. Speaker, all too often we take folks who are prepared to put their own lives and safety at risk to save from harm's way. Not only those of us who work on Capitol
Hill. He was about to say save lives.
Those who visit their capital. And so I know that that round of applause was heartfelt and deeply meant. And we thank them, and I'll yield to the majority leader before I ask him a question on the schedule, but I yield to the majority leader.
Mr. Speaker, I want to thank the gentleman for yielding and concur with his thanks to the Capitol Police.
Great job.
And as well, each and every day,
okay.
All of us benefit from their dedication and commitment to
toilet safety, the police, a great job.
People who visit this Capitol. And
you killed that upset woman real good, Father Ken.
And,
great job smashing police cars into everything.
To,
like chickens with their heads caught off, just rah, running cars into things,
really
people running. I mean, is this land of the free, home of the brave? Just like panicked, freaked out. I mean, is this what America is? Is this what an American band is? We're coming to your town. We're tough. We're mean. We're ready. Ah, there's a woman with a car. Kill her. Ah, run police cars and everything.
Travel so much and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Three letters can strike fear. EMP. And only one bunker on Earth is EMP, RF, EMI, and infrared proof. True Protect Ready Bunkers. True Protect Ready Bunkers can be lived in year-round, buried or unburied, easily fit 8 to 12 people, and also serve as great storm shelters. They're the best protection known to man, regardless of the threat, and drones and satellites can't detect them. Learn more at TrueProtect.com. That's TRUProtect.com. Or call 877-219-5616.
Isn't Wi-Fi great? You can browse the web anywhere. Coffee shops, airports, libraries. But using public Wi-Fi means that people can spy on you. And it's easy as, yep, they can access your data at the touch of a button. Seriously, even your internet service provider can see every website you ever go to. Private internet access has got your back. How? Well, it's kinda nerdy, but to put it simply, spies and companies that track you don't like us one bit. We create an encrypted tunnel so that nobody can spy on you. We also provide IP cloaking, which frees you from geographic restrictions when you're traveling. Register today and disappear online the way it was supposed to be. Go to privateinternetaccess.com right now, because your family's privacy is worth it. That's privateinternetaccess.com.
Land of the free, home of the brave. Oh no, there's a woman running from the cops. She didn't like the checkpoints. Quick, smash your police cars randomly into things. Quick, shoot her. And then celebrate and talk about how they're heroes. That's a quote by the police chief. They acted heroically, killing the woman. Yeah! We're tough. We're the good guys. We're the American band. We're the land of the free. Home of the brave. Let me ask you a question. Do any of you believe that anymore? I know I'm an American. I know I love freedom. I know that I'm not going to go along with all this hysteria of the nanny state where we all ninny in fear and now little girls can't wear NRA shirts that just say NRA and kids can't wear American flag shirts to school because it's offensive to the illegals and kids can't bring an army man that has a gun in his hand to school or they get arrested. This is a joke how authoritarian our country is. This is a joke how it's under mind control. And they're just normalizing the absurdity of D.C., run by a bunch of criminals, owned by foreign banks, looting the country, shutting it down right now, and we're being lectured all day long about how much the government loves us. Coming up, we're going to have Mark Dice on and play the incredible video that's up on InfoWars.com and DrudgeReport.com, as well as PrisonPlanet.com, where Obama supporters, 9 out of 10, do not know what party Barack H. Obama's in. A couple government employee controller types, retired women, government controller mastermind types, they walk by and laugh because they're inner party members. They're smart enough to know what party he's in. That's a sign of genius. Being able to tie your shoelaces in the Democratic Party, I'm not joking, is a sign of the upper brain bug guild. You're a brain bug. If you know how to wipe your hind end in their cult, I'm serious. If you know how to talk, you're in the upper caste of these people. I'm not kidding. I mean, you don't, and they're dangerous. A stampede of cattle will kill you, folks. They're deadly dangerous. But the upper caste, okay, that's a man, that's the enemy. All right, we're in control. He's trying to tease me. I'm in command. And they give him a cynical, we know he's a Democrat. It's our operation. We did all this. You know, so he runs into one group that's like, we're in control. What are you doing? You can see? I can tell you're making fun of me. These people are our victims. he does run into one group that's awake, an upper caste brain bug, two of them. So we're going to show the upper caste. That's a good name for him, upper caste brain bug. Well, you know, like in Robert A. Heinlein's novel, Starship Troopers, the brain bug. Of course, they don't really have the brain bug, do they, in the actual book. It's the movie. That's some futurist propaganda stuff they put out through Heinlein, by the way. Same thing with our good buddy who just passed, who was a great writer, Tom Clancy. Okay, let's just stop right there while I'm ranting and raving. Let me get a bottle of this right here. It's sold out right now, but you can still order it. We have the highest quality Nation Iodine that is a detoxifier of fluoride, you name it. Paramount of all the iodines, this, according to the doctors and experts we've talked to and the literature is out there, look into it for yourself. It's amazing. At InfoWarsLife.com, you can get Survival Shield at InfoWarsLife.com, the nascent atomic iodine, the best for the old thyroid, InfoWarsLife.com. And at InfoWarsStore.com, we have the Modafylin that, with the seaweed uploads from the ocean, the same atomic iodine. It's got that, the Modafylin, and InfoWarsStore.com. It's on both sites. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And we've got the ProPure water filters discounted with promo code WATER.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there is some real scum in the alarm business cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with Simply Safe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust Simply Safe to protect your family. Simply Safe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your Simply Safe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Joe Biden. Facts. Park rangers who are stopping World War II vets. They've got extra security and forces building big wire barricades to keep the enemy out. Even when the park doesn't own or control an area, they're shutting them down to teach the slaves. And what are we, 3-4 days now into the government shutdown? I'll be here this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. live, covering all this. Mark Dice is going to be joining us, a media activist and just a big booster of the show over the years. He's going to be joining. I'm being sarcastic. Mark's been critical of us before. I don't even care. That's so liberating. The point is he does a lot of great work out there on the streets showing the zombies. And so we're going to have him joining us coming up in the next segment. By the way, I do have an announcement. My main focus is getting Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com updated and redesigned. I have not suspended, but I have slow-trained the Obama deception, too. Because I've been up here till 9 or 10 at night, 11, 12, midnight sometimes. And it's burning me out. And I could put the film out and have it ready December 1st and make more money. Obviously, people buy it as a present. But that's not my main goal. I can put it out in, say, February or March and really hype it up more. And when I put it out on PrisonPlanet.tv and then it'll go on YouTube for free, more people will see it if I can build it up and hype it. My goal is for it to be seen and fight tyranny. That's what I'm looking for. The money is just fuel, literally, like in a rocket system that I'm launching at the enemy. In my hierarchy of needs, waking people up and fighting tyranny is right at the top, and money is down at the foundational, but I spit on it. I don't worship it, it's my point, because all it is a symbol of energy that the globalists then control through fiat and get the whole world through it. And they worship it because it's the fraud that gives them the planet. And the love of it is the root of all evil. That's what gives them all this control. What I love is freedom and beauty and honor and strength and all the things that I aspire to support. That's what it comes down to. So, and I've also just really hammered the crew. I mean, they've been dedicated. Rob Jacobson, Darren McBreen, Rob Dew, mainly working on the film with me. And we could put it out. We could have it done in 2 weeks and sweeten it and do the mix and all the stuff on it. But I mean, it's a good film, probably the best I've ever made. But I want it to be really spectacular. So I don't know what I'm going to do with it. I'm going to just kind of work on it the next month and then look at it, then fiddle with it, and then see what happens, too, because there's a bunch of big stuff's about to happen with economics. IMF and World Bank are saying get ready for total implosion, basically. And so I want to be able to, I mean, I already lay all this out in the film. So, I mean, the film's like 90% done right now. My point is that we will sell no wine until it's time. And my great frustration is I always have to do the radio show, manage the crew, news division, writers, finances, while I try to make films. And I've made some pretty good films. Endgame's powerful. Terror Storm's powerful. Obama Deception's powerful. Fall of the Republic's powerful. Truth Rising is cinema verite. I like it personally because it's not my, classic type that I always put out there like film books or something where I over-document everything. It's more of a cinema verite. But Obama Deception 2 will come out in February or March. Obama Deception in 2009 came out on March 15th. Well, the FBI showed up asking about it. They were here for another reason, a federal subpoena with a court case of somebody that threatened a cop on my website. And they did subpoena that, and they did arrest the guy. He's in prison right now. But while they were here and while they were calling me and calling my crew, they want to know about Obama deception too, and when that was coming out. So I dropped it 3 days early on people. Just immediately uploaded it right to YouTube to premiere it so they couldn't stop me. And I think that ended in it being seen by more people. But this film will be light years ahead of Obama deception number one. You'll be able to give this film to somebody and expose the entire New World Order master plan, who they are, and more importantly, how to stop them. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. Alex Jones here, and I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a 4-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the head of the International Monetary Fund, who is an above-the-law swindler who's tax-exempt but lobbies to make Europeans work 7 days a week and pay her more banker bailout money, she says there's about to be an epic-scale change, basically an implosion in the economy. So we're going to be talking to economist and fund manager Peter Schiff at the bottom of the hour. He's been very accurate in his predictions. Dr. Steve Pachinik on the Naval Yard being a false flag from his intel, former head of Black Ops, basically in the Carter administration. He's going to be joining us. Of course, he's the guy that told you the bin Laden raid was fake. Now Cy Hirsch says it's fake. That's big news, by the way. That's why I keep talking about that. We're going to get into the public execution of a woman. They lied. She didn't shoot at him, didn't have a gun. They ran to her house saying they wanted to find anti-government material, couldn't find that. And it was police reportedly, now the witnesses and video show, smashing into barricades, running over things, driving on the road straight and just running into barricades for no reason. Like lemmings off the edge of a cliff, just societal insanity, standing ovations in the House and Senate, just worshiping the police killing her. They should have just shot her tires out or let her go and let her settle down. I mean, it's a woman. They look in the window, see a woman with a like a three-year-old child, and then she drives off, so they shoot her, and then they call themselves heroes. The police chief now coming out in D.C., the woman that wears like a third-world dictator uniform, she is calling them a hero. She said no one can doubt that their actions were heroic. Well, they're so desperate looking for terrorists, looking for resistance, and they had a drill with Army and Marine Corps checkpoints. Don Salazar, from a tip, found that last night. It turned out in that area, and that's why we started saying we believe it's a checkpoint. And it turned out it was a checkpoint with Army and Marines there to acclimate everyone. And the woman pulls up and sees this, runs off, may have bumped a checkpoint. Now it's a checkpoint she might have run into. And so they killed her. They killed her. In North Korea, I mean, District of Criminals, Mordor on the Potomac, they killed the lady. Now, on a side issue, Mark Dice was supposed to be on the Tonight Show last night with Jay Leno. You always hear this stuff. You know, he was actually there last night, but a segment didn't air. And I've been contacted by some of their folks saying they want me on, and then I haven't been on. But it doesn't matter. They're the old media. We're the new media. But it shows how controlled it is. I'm told Jay Leno is a listener by his people, and I can tell he's criticized Obama. So I'm not attacking Jay Leno. The point is that these things really are canned, even when you're told it's taped to air. But that's a side issue. The reason we wanted to get Mark on is last night I saw his video. Watson did a story on it today. It's up on Infowars.com. Video, Obama supporters don't know what party Obama is affiliated with. We're going to go to this video and then get some comments from Mark Dice.
What political party is President Obama affiliated with?
I think he's a Democrat. He's a Republican. I don't know. I really don't care.
No, it's not important, man. We got weed to smoke.
Exactly. How'd you know?
Hey, what political party is Barack Obama affiliated with?
God, I don't know.
Come on, seriously?
I don't know, man.
We're talking about the Lord Barack Obama.
Uh-huh.
What political party is he affiliated with, the Messiah?
I would think the Democrat Party, I guess.
Is that a guess, or do you
guess?
Know?
Yeah, I don't got time, man. Appreciate it.
Oh, okay. Don't have time.
Are you serious?
Yes.
What political party?
Yes.
Democrat.
Oh. We're just checking with you.
I don't know. I think he's the best. The best ideas, good ideas.
He's a part of the best ideas political party.
Okay.
I'd say he's, Barack Obama is affiliated with the, he's affiliated with the Republican Party.
Oh, we're just checking. We're doing some surveys on the pulse of America, find out how brain dead everybody is.
See what's happening is
people are brain dead. That's what's happening.
Well, not people, but President Obama.
He's brain dead too.
Well, yeah.
He's an intelligent con man, but the average American is a zombie and doesn't know what. Anything, let alone, you know, the average American's a zombie. He doesn't really know what political party he stands for.
Right. Well, that's true.
I would agree. Yeah. You agree from experience?
From experience.
Yeah. Talking about the Lord Obama, President Obama.
By the way, a lot of these people are well dressed.
What political party is he affiliated with?
Well, I don't really know.
You don't even know?
I'm sorry.
Are you an American citizen?
Yes, I know.
Oh, and okay. Are you sure you got a?
It's not like he's outside a mental institution or something.
No,
I mean, this is
over. Citizen, no.
At UT or downtown Austin
political party
or in South Congress,
savior,
they're
no,
this
the
dumb.
Messiah.
We've done the videos.
No. You're very. Thank you for being informed.
No problem. Okay.
Okay. Thanks, zombie. What party is the president a part of?
Oh, I don't know. Isn't he like a Democrat or something?
You're just guessing.
Yeah.
You just totally so you don't
guessing.
Know.
I don't.
We're just checking.
Thanks.
What party is Barack Obama affiliated with?
It's one of those.
Huh?
It's one of those.
One of those. Yeah.
This isn't really on the air, is it? I have nothing good to say. Oh, I'm sorry.
You don't know what political party he's affiliated with?
I'm not sure what he's affiliated with.
Look at the sewage coming out right behind her.
Who he's affiliated with.
Satan, he's affiliated
with. They dump raw sewage out there and everybody swims in it.
It's a mouthpiece of Satan.
Right there, I've been at that beach.
Is that right?
They dump lightly treated sewage out.
Tell me more about that.
Look, right over her shoulder is sewage pouring out.
The Illuminati, and he's paving the path for the Antichrist to come.
So there you go. You can check it out at InfoWars.com. We have links to a bunch of his videos. And Mark, you've said that you show everybody, and this is really what happened out there as they swim in the sewage as well. Mark Dice joining us via audio Skype.
Thank you. The videos are cut short. I mean, I fill up a signature panel of maybe 16, 14 signatures, and to make the video so it's not so redundant and repetitive, I cut them to about 3 or 4 or 5 minutes, but they could be 10 minutes long. Most of the people, the petition signers, the videos that you've seen about me getting people to sign these just Orwellian, Huxleyan, idiocracy petitions that nobody in their right mind should even consider even looking at. And these people just sign them. What I'm demonstrating is that the politicians, how they abuse people through the power of suggestion, through repetition, through portraying the aura of authority. It's obviously, I just approach these people and just use the keywords. Hey, will you support Obama? And their brain literally shuts off. I mean, we're living, as you know, we're living in the idiocracy, Orwellian, Huxleyan circus. This just kind of a combination. I mean, Orwell himself wrote that, you know, every citizen, the beliefs, the habits, the tastes, the emotional attitudes, the characteristics of our time are designed to sustain the mystique of the party and prevent the true nature of present-day society from being perceived. And, I mean, that's what we have. The only people who don't sign the petition videos are the people who just know what we're doing or just don't want to be bothered by a petition signer. But you can see the disdain in my face for the people. People ask how I don't crack up and start laughing.
It's very sad, actually. We got 90% of Austinites, including a guy that said he was a chemical engineer, to sign a form to ban dihydrogen monoxide, which, of course, is water. And we've also got the majority of them, it was, again, about 9 out of 10, who called to put gun owners in FEMA camps. I mean, this is what they do. As long as you say, for Obama, we're going to put gun owners in slave camps. They go, yes, I want slave camps.
And they'll sign their name, birth date, and signature to it. I could probably get their social security numbers if I really wanted to.
What these are is flaming authoritarians, Mark.
They want to help. They're so lazy. These are probably people that were too lazy to get off of their couch and go and actually vote. So if you just stick a petition in front of their face, they feel like they're helping. They want to support the power structure. And I mean, the reason that we're in this idiocracy, as you know, as much as the audience knows, is because this is the Illuminati plan to dumb everybody down so that the small middle class of hardworking, educated, old-fashioned Americans are the ones that are going to get all of their wealth sucked away by this socialist system that they're setting up, so that the it's like an ineptocracy. The people who don't work and refuse to work are rewarded with the fruits of the labor of those who
do. And you notice they always have that arrogant attitude. They don't know what party it's in, but they can dismiss you. They get, as long as they act arrogant, they're still winners. That's the main spirit they have, is the arrogance and the love of their ignorance. It is their weapon. It is their power.
The cell phones, you know, laughter's the best medicine. So I'm trying through these videos to shake people and to have people share the videos with their friends and family to sort of wake up, because we've fallen asleep at the wheel. The Americans have become hypnotized and mesmerized by their smartphones.
I agree. Listen, we're out of time, Mark. We're going to get you back on for a full hour soon to really go through your videos and talk about the world. But in 1 minute, tell us what happened with Jay Leno last night. Just as an example of how behind the scenes, behind the curtain.
You know, I was up there with some friends, and I just randomly happened to be chosen in the audience to ask Jay a question for the Ask Jay Anything segment. So they have their pre-approved scripted questions. So I read the question. I said, yeah, I'll ask that. It'll be fun, you know. And they said, okay, look, if you got to ask the question, or we're going to edit and retape and all this stuff. So I was nice. They didn't know who I was, but after the fact, they asked for my name and, you know, what I do. And it was just a funny question, and he had a canned response. And last night when the show aired, my quick 30-second little segment just mysteriously was edited out of the show. I think because the producers probably after the fact went and looked me up and realized, like, oh, man, we can't have Mark
on the
show.
Sure, of course. I mean, my point is it shows the dinosaur nature of the old media, because I've been behind the scenes a lot as well. It really is all scripted. They wanted me on The View to script what I was going to say, and I basically played along with it. Same thing with CNN. And then, of course, I just go on there and do whatever I want. But, Mark, great to have you on. Thank you so much. And your story's up on DrudgeReport.com if folks want to see that. It's video. Obama supporters don't know what party Obama is affiliated with. We'll continue to watch to see what the zombies do next. Great job, Mark.
Appreciate it, Alex. Keep up the great work.
He is the zombie slayer. He exposes them and shows how happy they are in their ignorance.
And now, an important sponsored message for men only from GetEDSolutions.com. Men who were formerly taking ED medication are now reporting that a secret underground video has restored their male performance better than pills. These men say this secret underground video is bringing back the male performance and sensation they've been missing for years, and it's working better than pills.
Things are so much better now. Everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend is very happy.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
The owner of this video has reported the overwhelming bandwidth costs may necessitate his taking this video down. Don't miss watching this urgent video on fixing male performance while it's still up at GetEDSolutions.com. There may only be hours left, so watch now at GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
Alex Jones here. And I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a 4-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains 3 groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Thank you.
Peter Schiff, economist, successful brokerage company owner, fund manager, is going to be joining us to talk about the state of the world economy for about 15 minutes in the next segment. And it ties into global economy is in epic change as the head of the IMF. They're experiencing transitions on an epic scale, the International Monetary Fund manager director said today, warning that turbulence in emerging markets could knock out up to one percentage point of their growth. And they're talking about taper talk with the U.S. Federal Reserve. But Schiff has accurately predicted that, well, he's predicted a lot of things. And here's a couple minutes from a video. Peter Schiff is right, part two. Here it is.
Ben Bernanke is out there trying to lay the foundation now for more QE because he knows that he can never taper. He's just bluffing.
This is August 1st.
Tell the market the truth.
We do expect that there's going to be a taper tomorrow, correct?
Oh, we do.
And he
so
said
the
they wouldn't taper.
By QE dies by QE. And, you know, people are starting to factor in tapering. And if the Fed tapers, this market's going a lot lower. I don't think they're going to taper. I think they're just bluffing. I think it's all talk. I think the Fed knows
bluffing.
That they've built this phony economy, and they're going to keep inflating it. So they're going to keep talking about tapering, and they're going to talk about why they're going to do it in the future, but why they're not going to do it right now. But they're going to keep making up excuses why they can't do it. And if they actually do taper, they're going to be untapering very quickly, and that's going to be very problematic for their credibility.
Oh, my God.
Maria, I think the most amusing thing I've heard today is that the Fed is doing a fake out on all this.
And they all laugh at him.
The FOMC expected to, by some at least, to taper its $85 billion monthly bond purchases by $10 billion. Economists expect the Fed to begin cutting the $85 billion that it buys in bonds and mortgages every month by about $10 billion.
I say they'll cut the money printing by about $10 billion, moving down to $75 billion a month.
Markets expect a taper from the Federal Reserve, and actually a little bit bigger than I would have thought, but their average is $15
By the way, Dr. Roberts said they weren't going to taper, too. All of our guests are right. They're all wrong.
$14.5 billion to be taken off the table. Now, J.P. Morgan analysts have been the most hawkish out there. They're predicting the central bank could taper bond purchases by as much as $20
billion. By the way, J.P. Morgan runs Bernanke. This was all a big sucker.
$15 billion, 10 from treasury purchases and 5 from mortgage securities.
It's about suckering the public.
Goldman Sachs, though, is staying in the middle of the road, predicting $10 to $15 billion worth of tapering.
I think, you know, when the Fed gets a good look at what's happening with oil prices, what's happening with stock prices going down now, real estate prices now turning south, corporate earnings going
there
down.
He is.
I think the employment picture is going to darken. I think this is another reason for the Fed not to taper.
That's August 27th, weeks before
the
market, they
from a
announced
decline,
that they
is going to be all the new inflation,
going to taper.
The fact that the tapering talk is put back to sometime next year, and then again they'll come up with another excuse why they can't taper.
You're already seeing the anticipation of the Fed taking the training wheels off the economy.
Even though I believe the Fed's going to do more QE, and even if they make the mistake, you know, in their mind of tapering in September, which I don't think they're going to do, but even if they do that, they're going to have to undo it probably by the first quarter of 2014 and really open up the monetary spigots even further. But I don't think it's what they should do. What they should do is stop all QE, and they should start shrinking their balance sheet. But what they should do, and what I think they're going to do, are two entirely different things.
Right.
Because the Fed is going to act for political reasons, short-term expediency. They will never do what's right for the long-term health of the U.S. economy.
Well, whatever.
You know, the Fed has worked pretty hard to get to this position. That is, they've set themselves up to begin the taper. They wouldn't begin if they didn't expect they were going to be able to continue. But, you know, there may be something in the statement that surprises people.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe the magnitude of the tapering will surprise people.
Federal Reserve decision. What are we getting, Steve Leisman?
No taper. The Federal Reserve did not taper. $40 billion per month in mortgage-backed securities.
September 18th, no taper.
Will continue to be purchased. The Fed says taking into account fiscal restraint.
He said back in August, weeks before, they would not taper.
But it decided to await more evidence that progress will be sustained before adjusting the purchases.
Wow. No taper. Just to reiterate here, the Federal Reserve surprising most
all right,
everybody
that's
out there. Plus,
and for folks that don't know, not tapering means an acceleration of printing money, putting us more in debt, and devaluing the value of currencies all over the world, not just the dollar. And this gives the big banks that get the 0% interest and all the rest of it a big leg up on the rest of the economy. Then they loan it out to governments, individuals for 5, 10, 15, 20, 30% interest or more. And so it's free money to the insiders. It's counterfeiting. And they suckered the public on purpose and said that they were going to taper. And Dr. Roberts and many other guests, but especially Schiff, accurately predicted that they would indeed not taper and actually accelerate it next year. Because they're going to destroy us either way, but this way they get the benefit while destroying us. So they're going to continue to print like the Weimar Republic.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Kalben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that is triple concentrated and made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog and buy American-made products. Order the sampler, a 1 to 2 month supply, or get a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. This is an amazing deal, and you will love the way real soap makes your skin feel. Call 1-800-340-7091 or visit www.5starsoap.com. Alex and his staff have used these earth-friendly, pure soaps for years. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
When an emergency happens, you'll be left to fend for yourself and your family. An outbreak of contagious disease can happen anywhere, and the threat of bioterrorism is always at hand. Because we're faced with more diseases than ever before, we need a better solution than ever before. Fortunately, there's a simple, effective way to protect yourself. Supernatural Silver offers a safe and effective means of fighting pathogens and can help defeat the root of these problems. Supernatural Silver is effective against more than 500 different disease-causing pathogens without encouraging drug resistance and without side effects. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and give you and your loved ones a fighting chance. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code October2013 for 20% off your entire order and like us on Facebook.
Ben Swan here. We are winning. Alternative media is challenging and beating mainstream media, and it's imperative for the liberty movement to continue this momentum. However, independent media cannot win without the support of sponsors and advertisers like Diamond Gusset Jeans. For over 26 years, Diamond Gusset has been owned by patriots with products designed for patriots. When I put on a pair of Diamond Gusset jeans, I enjoy the quality, comfort, durability, and style. Most importantly, my wife really likes them as well. From the cotton to the last stitch, Diamond Gusset bucks the industry standard by producing a 100% all-American product. Another reason for my endorsement. So Ben Swan is asking you to go visit DiamondLiberty.com right now. With promo code BEN, you will receive a 20% off discount on a pair of male or female Diamond Gusset jeans. Remember, DiamondLiberty.com, and you are directly supporting the growth of independent media.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, our economy is way past the danger zone. We're going to be talking to expert investor, head of Euro-Pacific Capital, economist, von Meesingen, I guess you could call him, brain, Peter Schiff, who we just played that video of them making fun of him, laughing at him weeks before, a month before, on all these shows, CNBC, you name it, saying that they were going to have tapering, and he said, no, they're not. And I, of course, agreed with him, and many others did, but the mainstream media totally disagreed with him. We're going to get him to talk about that prediction that came true, like most of his predictions do, unfortunately. I wish he was wrong about stuff, because it's scary. And then what he sees in the future, the government shut down all of it. with Peter Schiff here in just a moment. First off, some of the headlines up on Infowars.com. Uncontrollable laughing or crying? You might need an SSRI. The drug companies write the psychological guidelines now, so if you laugh a lot, well, that's a mental illness. Obamacare, day four, users still can't log in. Mission accomplished, destroy the economy, Cloward and Piven. FBI cordon off neighborhood to search executed driver's condo for anti-government material. Don't find any, and no weapons, so they can't blame libertarians. We have video of Obama supporters who don't know what party he's in, every one of them but one lady. This is the mind of total ignorance and slaves. That is just some of what we're going to be breaking down. Also, getting into the government shutdown, they've now wired shut and barricaded the World War II Memorial that's been privately paid for and administered, just like Mount Vernon. Military keeps Camp David open, halts NFL baseball coverage to the troops. Park Service tries shutting down privately run inn. A ranger goes public, says we've been told to make life as difficult for people as we can. It's disgusting. He'll get audited or fired. Debt ceiling fight, dates to founding fathers. That's some of the news up on DrudgeReport.com. So that's the news we'll be breaking down after Peter Schiff leaves us at 50 after. And then we've got Dr. Steve Pachinik coming on to talk about geopolitics on this Friday edition. Peter, thanks for coming on. I know you're a busy guy. So much happening. Let's get into your prediction where you said on record they're not going to taper, and they laughed at you and attacked you. How were you so sure?
Well, remember, Alex, I first started saying there would be no taper the day that Ben Bernanke first discussed it. So I knew he was bluffing from the beginning. And in fact, Ben Bernanke never actually came out and said, we're going to taper. He always said, depending on the data. So he left himself an out. And even though he knew the market was expecting a taper, and all these Fed officials kept coming out talking about taper, they did nothing to diffuse that expectation, because their real plan is to try to pretend that there's a way out of this, that they have an exit strategy, that they can taper, when they know it's impossible, because the entire phony recovery that they're basing the ability to taper on will go away the minute they taper. To hold, you know, so they can't taper without destroying the economy. But unfortunately, if they don't taper, eventually they destroy the economy anyway, even worse.
That's right. Break down for the layperson out there what tapering is, what QE Unlimited is, and give us your forecast on where you see the world economy going.
Well, right now, the Federal Reserve has got interest rates at zero because we have so much debt. That's the highest we can afford to pay. And the Federal Reserve is buying $85 billion worth of U.S. treasuries and mortgage debt every month. In fact, it's actually over $90 billion because the Fed is reinvesting the interest it earns on the bonds and mortgages that it already owns. And because the Fed is buying all this debt, that makes it possible for the government to sell the debt without interest rates going up. That's the only thing keeping this house of cards economy going. But if Ben Bernanke takes away even some of that support, interest rates will rise beyond our ability to afford it. In fact, in his press conference, when he didn't taper, he told everybody that the reason he wasn't doing that was because rates had gone up and he didn't want rates to go up anymore. But the reason rates went up is because he threatened to taper. But now because he threatened to taper, he can't actually carry out the threat, because tapering means higher interest rates. Now, of course, eventually interest rates are going to skyrocket when the dollar crashes, and then, you know, then this party's over.
You have accurately, in the decade plus I've been listening and watching your work and having you on the show, and also tune in when I can to Schiff Radio that you do almost every day, breaking down where we're going, and then over and over again, you've turned out to be accurate. Give us an idea on where the economy is now in specifics and what you expect to happen by the middle of next year.
Well, where it is now, it's a disaster in the making. It's a gigantic bubble. We're in worse shape economically than we were just before the 08 financial crisis. I mean, we're in worse shape than we were in at the peak of the Nasdaq bubble in 2000. We're in worse shape than we were going into the Great Depression in the 1930s. So it is a complete disaster. That is why the powers in Washington at the Fed are doing everything they can to postpone the day of reckoning, because we've got a lot to reckon with. But the problem is, the longer they postpone it, the worse the problems are going to be. because we make them bigger when we postpone them. So now it's going to be even worse. Now, whether the chickens come home to roost by the middle of next year or not, it's hard to say. You know, we've got this manufactured debt ceiling crisis coming up. If they don't raise the debt ceiling, then we're going to have a crisis sooner, because the minute we can't go deeper into debt, then we've got to admit that we're broke, and then we're going to have a big problem. But what they're probably going to do is increase the debt ceiling and postpone the problem. But, you know, when President Obama comes out and says we have to raise the debt ceiling because America always pays his bills, he's lying. The reason we have to raise the debt ceiling is because we never pay our bills. That's why we've got $17 trillion in debt. We need to raise the debt ceiling so we can borrow more money instead of paying our bills. In fact, the president lied more. He gave a speech yesterday, and he actually said that raising the debt ceiling doesn't increase the debt, that it doesn't lead to more debt, when that's exactly what it does. We can only borrow more money if we raise the debt ceiling. And that's exactly what we're going to do, because paying our bills is impossible. So we have to borrow money and hope nobody figures out how broke we are. But of course, we keep telling everybody how broke we are. They got to figure it out eventually. And then it's not about our willingness to borrow. It's about the world's willingness to lend. And when the world doesn't want to lend anymore, then that's it.
Now, understanding this for, again, the common person out there, I almost don't want to ask you what you would do as a solution, because we know they're not going to do that. They're going to keep driving the ship in the same direction. But briefly, what would you do to try to reverse this or mitigate it? Can it be mitigated, A, but B, more importantly, because we know they're not going to listen to you or other sound economists or minds that are following real free market economics, they're following this crony system where this mafia just won't give it up and admit they're wrong because it enriches them. Where is it really going? What will it look like? How bad will it be with 101 million people in the U.S. on some form of food assistance?
Yeah, well, look, it can be mitigated, but only if we deal with it sooner rather than later, and if we apply market-oriented solutions to the problem, not government solutions. But it's still going to hurt. Look, I want to rip the Band-Aid off quickly. Right now, they're peeling it off slowly. I mean, obviously, it's going to hurt for a second if we rip the Band-Aid off, but we've got to do it. You know, so what we've got to do is go cold turkey on all this debt. It means the Fed has to stop quantitative easing and start selling the bonds it holds. It has to allow interest rates to rise to a market level. And when that happens, we're going to have to deal with the fact that we're broke. That means we can't pay back all the money that we've promised. People are going to take losses. Government promised a lot of things to a lot of people. It can't keep these promises. So a lot of people are going to be disappointed. Some banks are going to fail. We can't bail them out. Some companies are going to fail. Some people are going to lose their jobs. Unfortunately, this has to happen. But people have to lose the wrong jobs so they can get the right jobs. Our economy is so screwed up right now based on years and years of artificially low interest rates. We consume too much. We borrow too much. We don't save enough. We don't produce enough. We have huge trade deficits. These are unsustainable. They need to be corrected. The correction involves some short-term pain. But if we can couple that with significant tax relief and spending reductions and sound money, then we can make the bitter tasting medicine go down a little smoother. But more importantly, it'll work. We'll be able to create a real lasting recovery that will benefit everybody. If we keep numbing the pain with government stimulus, the disease gets worse, and ultimately it's going to be fatal.
An analogy of this is people like organic food, high quality food, they start buying it. And then over time, everybody starts buying it, so it actually brings more competition in, and then organic food prices go way down from what they were just 15 years ago. That's how a free market voting with dollars changes things. But by select insiders having unlimited trillions to put into areas they want, it destroys competition, enriches groups that aren't competitive, and really screws up the society and creates, I think, the type of mass degeneration we see happening. But, Peter, let me ask you this question. If we've got 50 million people on food stamps, roughly, 100 plus million on food assistance, half the public on government dependency one way or the other, what is going to happen? This is the biggest, most wrecked government in history, according to my research. Correct me if I'm wrong from your perspective. And I'm really worried because the collectivists with Cloward and Piven say they just want to collectivize things. It's their plan to wreck things and then have the answer be total government. We may be looking at a Soviet Union style event here where they absolutely put you and I, you know, to work on some type of forced labor or something.
Well, that is the slippery slope that we're on. Those are the dangers of democracy that our founding fathers warned us about when they gave us a republic and challenged us to keep it. Unfortunately, we didn't meet that challenge. And yes, there are a significant number of voters who are bought and paid for by the government. They're voting for benefits. They're voting for theft. And anybody who threatens to take away what's being stolen and redistributed to them is going to lose. But I don't know if we've hit the critical mass yet. We still have a significant number of Americans who are working for a living and paying all the taxes. I know our numbers are diminishing every day as the government makes it more lucrative to jump into the cart and stop pulling it. But we have to do something quickly before we're totally outnumbered. And of course, you know, everybody has been educated or indoctrinated in government schools. The electorate is not that bright, unfortunately, in the United States, and they're easily taken in by these left-wing promises of prosperity flowing from government. When the only thing that has ever worked at creating prosperity, particularly for the poor and the middle class, is freedom, is capitalism. It's not a government program or a handout that makes people rich. It's the freedom of entrepreneurs to come up with ideas and then implement those ideas by creating businesses that produce the goods and services that we all enjoy and provide the employment opportunities that we need to be able to afford them.
We have the head of Euro-Pacific Capital, Peter Schiff, with us. He's also a syndicated talk show host here on the network with us today. Peter, I want to look at the big picture here because you just alluded to it. They are delivering 7,000-plus armored vehicles to local police. They are buying millions of rounds of ammo. The Army manuals that came out a month ago from Judicial Watch actually say the Founding Fathers were bad. The Park Service has been ordered to be mean to people during the shutdown. Jerry Brown's announced a driver's license for illegal aliens and says they're going to flood the country and bring in Cloward and Piven. They are consciously trying to bankrupt things. What do we do when we're facing organized criminal government?
Well, this whole shutdown is being orchestrated to try to convince Americans that the worst thing that can happen is that the government shuts down. I mean, in fact, it would be great if the government actually was shut down. Unfortunately, so much of the government is still operating. That is our problem. And the problem is the shutdown is temporary. They're going to start it all back up again. And they're also trying to create this false sense of fear that if we don't raise the debt ceiling, that the economy is going to collapse, as if our prosperity depends on ever-increasing debt. When it's the opposite, what we really need is to shut down the government to stop borrowing money so that we can free up the country. But yeah, you're right. I mean, this is going to be very difficult. I do fear that the situation that they are going to produce could lead to civil unrest. It could lead to martial law. It could lead to price controls with runaway inflation and shortages of basic necessities like food and energy. And yeah, and then what is the government going to be doing with all that ammunition?
Peter, in closing here, I wanted to bring up what the IMF's head just said in the Financial Times of London this morning, that they're facing an epic scale challenge and worldwide decline in growth. Her answer, of course, is more government, more taxes, more regulations, and then she's exempt from those taxes, famously under EU rules. What is she getting at there?
Well, this is what governments do. This is what the statists do. They inject themselves into the free market. They screw things up. And now you have problems. And now they say, you see, capitalism doesn't work. We need more government because capitalism has failed because we have all these problems. And they don't accept responsibility for having caused those problems. The real solution is to unwind government's involvement in the free market so that the free market can fix the problems that the government created. That's what the free market does. It improves the standard of living for everybody. It increases the abundance of resources and consumer goods. It raises our standard of living.
And that's a historical fact, but I've had communist and socialist and government people tell me point blank they know that privately, but they want control. When are people going to understand? These aren't bleeding heart, well-meaning liberals and neocons that work with them. These are people that see their empire growing through government. They're gangsters. Yeah. They're not producers.
That's the problem. It's freedom and capitalism appeals to your intellect. What the snake oil salesmen are peddling from the left, socialism, appeals to greed and envy, emotion. They tug at your heartstrings. That's what it's all about. But anybody that stops and think, anybody that can rationally analyze what's going on, understands where wealth is coming from and what destroys wealth. Where are the roadblocks to prosperity come from? But unfortunately, yes, there are people that want power, and the easy path to power is to promise something for nothing and blame the greedy capitalists for everybody's problems, because they know that's the easiest way to get at that voter's emotions, get at his greed, get at his envy, tug at his heartstrings, and get elected. And it's a difficult message, because the conservatives, the libertarians, they have to win the minds of the voters, and that's a lot more difficult than their emotions.
You're right. ShiffRadio.com. Peter Schiff, economist, joins us, very accurate with his predictions, being laughed at, but you notice he was smiling during those interviews because he knew the fix was in. We got about 45 seconds left. Let me ask you this. Are we in a deep global recession, or is it really a depression, and is it getting worse?
Well, I think the U.S. has been in depression or recession the entirety of the Obama presidency. I think it's going to be a depression, but it's not going to be global. I think when the dollar collapses and the rest of the world stops wasting all their resources, propping up our economy, buying our debt, selling us products that we can't pay for, I think you're going to have a global economic boom outside the United States. I just hope one day we're smart enough to join in on it by adopting some of the free market principles.
I agree. Is this the end of the American empire then?
Well, I think temporarily, yes. Is it the end forever? I hope not. I hope we can reclaim our former glory. But to do that, we're going to have to reclaim the values that we abandoned. And those are the ones that the founding fathers wrote into our Constitution,
right,
not the ones that we're following now.
An empire of liberty and ideas, not of force. God bless you. Thank you, Peter Schiff. We'll be right back with breaking news. Thank you. Have an amazing interview. That guy knows what he's talking about. Wow.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of have iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. You heard Peter Schiff from Euro-Pacific Capital, a guy that literally came from nowhere with his own brain and has made billions of dollars in the markets studying how they really work, not how the shyster CNBC tries to manipulate their viewers into believing. By the way, the CNBC people up there, they knew they weren't going to taper. All our guests said they weren't going to taper. They're going to accelerate this. They're giving themselves free money, and then we got to pay for it. And Schiff knew that, and he called them on it. And they just sit there loving that they can manipulate. Even the investor class lives in a hall of mirrors with these people. But the analogy, the economic parable, the story of organic food 20 years ago, tiny little shops, incredibly expensive because there wasn't a big supply chain. Now it has, in all the studies, supplanted GMO food, unless it's school lunches or fast food. But even in the grocery stores, organic food, or slightly organic, they've kind of got it watered down, is supplanting inorganic and GMO. Because people started buying the organic, it built up a system, it allowed more competition, it brought more money in for infrastructure, and now Monsanto's in deep trouble. That's why they want Microsoft head off the board. Bill Gates, one of the main reasons in the news, is that his investments in Monsanto and others, they're just sick of it, pushing his agenda. And so we're winning by voting with our dollars. That's why it's so important in the free market to support InfoWars.com. That's why it's so important to buy the high-quality ProPure water filters, lowest price, 10% off, promo code, the best gravity-fed filters I could find, InfoWarsStore.com. I bring you the best price, best product to then support the First Amendment. Win, 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 win. That's how my brain works. We ordered so many of these that we have the lowest price anywhere on HD car camera that looks like your rearview mirror. It hangs over it, and it is a rearview mirror. These things are $150, $200, $300. We bought so many of them, the first group arrived, that we're selling them for $99. We do have the lowest price on these. See, I'm a free market nut. And watch, we'll end up dominating the retail sales of these after I'm known to be selling them the cheapest. That's how I operate. I'm a free market guy. I'm a capitalist. Sorry. Deal with it. And this way you can surveil the globalists, catch wildlife on video. When a cop's doing something crazy or some crazy person to you, it's not just the cops going crazy. It's the whole public. You need this to protect yourself. HD car camera, super high quality. And I bought tons of these. Only 250 came in as our test group. A whole giant group's coming in. And we've got others branded to InfoWars.com. And those will be coming in a few weeks. But this is the best price we'll ever have on these. Introductory, $99.95, InfoWarsStore.com, the HD car camera. I guarantee it's going to sell out. This is like Home Shopping Network in like probably an hour. The point is we got 250 of them, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. But here's the good news. Even if it sells out and goes to back order, more will be in a week. I'm going to get all our listeners armed with these. Sell them to you at the lowest price. You'll have great footage to protect yourself. Win, 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 win. Just like the Nascent Survival Shield Iodine, the fluoride detoxer on record, highest quality. I got the best lab in the country. It's totally organic. People go, well, iodine's got to be organic anyways. No, most of it's made in labs, folks, by that chemical labs, not organic labs using nuclear iodine. Go find out at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. And lastly, before we start the next hour and get into all the rest of the news we haven't covered yet, I want to tell you, my friends, about PRIproducts.com. They're incredible folks. Power Research, Inc. Engine power will increase. You will gain better performance. Your fuel will last longer, even if degraded or aged. Your fuel's will gain a three-year shelf life. I think it gives me better gas mileage. Fuel system and engine deposits will be prevented. PRIproducts.com. One word, PRIproducts.com. It's a big, long-established company that the experts use, that the professionals use. PRIproducts.com and their patriots supporting this broadcast. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Kalben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that is triple concentrated and made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog and buy American-made products. Order the sampler, a 1 to 2 month supply, or get a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. This is an amazing deal, and you will love the way real soap makes your skin feel. Call 1-800-340-7091 or visit www.5starsoap.com. Alex and his staff have used these earth-friendly, pure soaps for years. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I know I marveled in the first hour about the sad death of a woman who, even if you believe their story, was mentally ill, put on psychotropic drugs, they're saying, which in the insert makes you act more erratic, more crazy, more out of control. Miriam Carey, nice, good-looking, looks like a sweet lady to me, dental hygienist, and she's dead. She's dead with her three-year-old child watching. And we broke the news last night. It scrolled off the page at Infowars.com by Don Salazar. We probably reposted it on the front page. There were Army and Marine Corps checkpoints in the area right where this happened in a drill. And they've now changed their story and said she didn't ram the White House. She rammed a checkpoint. Didn't shoot cops. Didn't run over cops. Cops ran over the barricades. Cops did all that. And you watch these videos. The cops are just driving like they're robots and just ram into stuff. Like they're kamikazes or something. They just run right into barricades because they've set up little martial law barricades. They've always, like it's a third world country, barricaded around the Imperial Palace and the Capitol. But now they're expanding them out and got troops everywhere. And this woman's like, ah! And bumps up and gets scared and... Those drugs will make you have panic attacks. And she runs off, and then they kill her. People are like, well, she was dangerous. Well, why didn't you? They came up when she was doing the roundabout and aimed guns at her. People panic, especially women. I mean, most men, if cops pointed guns at them, men would freeze because men have less connections, and studies show this, between the left and right hemispheres of the brain. That's why you put men in combat. Men still panic, by the way, in combat. And it's called shell shock. There's a lot of different terms for it. And they get those guys out of the military. Boot camps meant to stress people to find those folks that can't handle stress. Most combat reporters, the first time they actually really get shot at or see somebody shot, start throwing up, crying, urinating on themselves, begging to be taken back to mommy, things like that. Now, most women, just from what I've seen in life and crime footage I've seen, if somebody starts pointing a gun at them or whatever and they're in a car and feel secure like they can get away, they're going to run. Or a woman will just start groveling on the ground if they think they can't get away. And so she was just totally panicking, totally scared. She'd already run into a checkpoint and had already been through a lot with crazy cops chasing her at 90 miles an hour, pointing guns right at her in the window, and she had a panic attack. It's very clear. She was on medications. They're telling everybody to take that on record, do that to you. And it is just so incredibly sad that she's dead now. And then instead of saying, it's tragic, but she obviously was disturbed and could have endangered someone. That I would have said, well, in the heat of the moment, the adrenaline, she's driving around, I could see why she got shot. It's too bad. But no, it's, they're heroes and this woman's evil and let's go try to find her links to her in anti-government. They even admit, we went and looked for anti-government. Well, they would have loved it. She's probably the small percentage of the population that doesn't visit InfoWars.com. If she would have visited WorldNetDaily.com or DrudgeReport.com or a libertarian magazine had been found at their house, like one of the Tsarnaev brothers, you would have never heard the end of it. But unfortunately, the current there in Hartford, Connecticut, had to report no weapons or anti-government items in Stamford condo of woman killed in Washington Chase. Well, if there would have been, it would have been okay then. Because, you know, if you're anti-government, you're a terrorist. That's why the Founding Fathers wouldn't be welcome in today's military, according to the Pentagon. Because it's not our military. It's Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Bank of England, Bundesbank, New World Order military now. Now, we're going to come back and get into some of the other news I have not covered yet. And then Dr. Steve Pachinik's joining us at 15 after. And who knows? Maybe we should take some calls for Pachinik today. Maybe I'll flip a coin to see if we'll do that or not. My friends.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there is some real scum in the alarm business cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with Simply Safe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust Simply Safe to protect your family. Simply Safe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your Simply Safe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com.
Research shows that the next Great Depression is inevitable and unstoppable. It is suicide to not be prepared. Some reviews are already saying that Locusts on the Horizon is one of the best prepper books ever written. It provides over 1,100 pages for the full spectrum of vital prepper knowledge. It is encyclopedic in scope and size on how to prepare for the next Great Depression or a whole host of other looming threats. Whether it's a grid-down situation or the economic collapse that will be the next Great Depression, this book is affordable for everyone. The lives of you and your family are priceless, and this book could save them for only $2.99. Keep your family alive and together no matter what happens. You can read Locusts on the Horizon right now on any computer, any tablet, smartphone, or even online through the Amazon Cloud. Time is running out. The time to prepare is now. Your copy of Locusts on the Horizon is available immediately on Amazon, or you can go to locustsonthehorizon.com. Again, that's locustsonthehorizon.com.
With over 3,000 years of historic use, pure silver continues to be one of nature's most reliable and effective agents against fighting viruses, mold, fungus, bacteria, pathogens, and parasites. At Silver Lungs, we have developed a reliable and easy-to-use full production system for creating endless pure nanosilver solutions right from the convenience and comfort of your home. Your self-produced nanosilver solutions can be applied topically to the skin. For many who are new to silver that wish to try silver for the first time, we offer a full line of consumables and cosmetics, such as our 2-ounce nanosilver nasal sprays, our nanosilver soap, and our most popular product, the all-natural nanosilver gel. Visit www.silverlungs.com to learn more about the industry-leading technology of the Silver Lung system. That's www.silverlungs.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Steve Pachenik's joining us in about 5 minutes, and I want to get his take as a top Harvard psychiatrist and also a MIT doctor, or is it vice versa, what he calls that mass hysteria and fear-mongering and then ninnying that's going on about the schizophrenic woman or woman on medication running from cops, and it's the cops ramming their cars randomly into things and acting completely insane. I mean, she's nowhere around. They're just driving straight down the road right into barriers like they're kamikazes or something, and Congress going, good job, we're heroes, we defeated the enemy, and just hysteria. We're going to ask him about that and then get into the Naval Yard shooting. He was on with us for about 20 minutes the other day talking about Tom Clancy, his co-author and good friend who died. He'll be with us here in about 5 minutes. Some of the other really repulsive news being reported by Breitbart and others is that Jerry Brown has come out publicly and said that giving illegals driver's license is so they can vote and is so they can just legalize them all. 700 plus million Latin Americans who, if they get government funding, will vote to take my guns and I've got to pay for it. This is just slavery. The Democratic Party just brings people in to vote to make me their slave. It'll be like France soon with 100% taxes if you work. And then you just live in your business and sleep on a cot. Or you go be homeless. Or you go on... It'll finally collapse. I mean, I just don't even know what to say. And now they're reporting a Border Patrol rep claims agents being ordered to stand down. Well, that's come out for years that that's going on. Meanwhile, the Border Patrol is not allowed to stop illegals. They're only allowed to have predator drones from the military base are now loaned to state and local police. That's been going on for a long time, and there's now federal lawsuits going on dealing with that. New American Magazine reports. So that's some of the news on that front. Shifting gears over to the Middle East. Libya in chaos 2 years after NATO's humanitarian liberation, putting al-Qaeda in charge. Also, diplomats have now gone public, RT reports. Saudi-backed black op team behind Damascus chem weapons attack. Yeah, that came out on record. Bandar Bush brags about it. He's quite proud of it. Continuing Syrian chemical weapons dismantlement to start next week. But the Russians are saying, okay, they'll turn over their legal chemical weapons to us, but will you please stop funding al-Qaeda to attack the country? So that is some of the news on the international front. Again, the video is up on Infowars.com. And it's also the middle column of DrudgeReport.com. Obama supporters don't know what party Obama is affiliated with. We played this clip earlier. I want to ask Dr. Pachenik about this as a psychiatrist. Undoubtedly, the IQs are lowering. The public is physically getting stupider, not just their upbringing, not just their nurture, but their nature. What is happening? And what will these hordes of miscreants do to those of us that produce? Continuing here with some of the other news that we need to get to, Obama's economic advisor, there's a video of this up on our website, prismplanet.com. Obama economic advisor says astronomical debt is constitutional. And of course, Obama says raising the debt is not raising the debt. I mean, we've actually entered through the looking glass into an Alice in Wonderland type scenario. Ladies and gentlemen, it is really, really getting bizarre. We're about to go to Dr. Steve Pachenik as soon as we get him on the line. And then we'll break all of this through the looking glass down with him. Because I didn't get him on because he's a psychiatrist today. I got him on because of his government background and his knowledge of geopolitics. But, man, I tell you, just looking at this, the public's acting squirrely all over. And I've talked to a lot of executives, a lot of medical doctors, a lot of people that deal with the public, they say it's not just me seeing this through the media, watching the news and studying it, but it's happening. We're seeing a madness in society because things are so unnatural. The government's above the law now. And that really screws people up. We'll get Dr. Pachenik's expert take on that in a moment. First off, ladies and gentlemen, here today, I want to tell you about VPNforAll.com. That's the initials VPN and the number for all, VPNforAll.com. During these crazy times with Big Brother spying on us, it's great to use a company like VPNforAll to protect you with the buffer so that you have a proxy surfing, no records ever kept at your browsing based in the Netherlands. free from the police state internet jurisdiction. That's why everybody's based over there. Easy to sign up and use. It's a great way to prevent data mining. Try it out for 3 months and you won't be disappointed. All InfoWarriors need to go to VPN4all.com right now and protect their online privacy. That's VPN, the number 4all.com. It's very inexpensive as well. They have it for mobiles, you name it. And finally, we have a new food sponsor. After 7 years, we have a new food sponsor just because I've tried the food. It's so good. And also, they're the ones that told FEMA. FEMA wanted to buy out all the food they could make. A bunch of other companies got contacted and shut up and sold only to the government, getting ready for the collapse or whatever they're doing. But My Patriot Supply contacted us and went public. They're a big company, been around for a long time, and I've used their food before, tried it out. I'm going with My Patriot Supply, and you can simply go to mypatriotsupply.com/Alex to find their specials, giant selection of food. It's just good to have a backup storable food. The government's doing it. Corporations are doing it. We need to be self-sufficient. The globalists are doing everything they can, like Stalin taking over Ukraine or Poland, to make sure we're dependent on them. We need to have firearms, food, training. It's just a good insurance policy. And it's an insurance policy you can eat. So it's 100% good. They've got a lot of great savings and specials up at on InfoWars.com. You can link through to the subpage there or MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex, MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. And it is the sponsors that make this show and this transmission possible. Now, we've got Dr. Pechenik with us for the next 45 minutes, and we'll get into the Navy Yard shooting and from his sources what he's saying is really behind that and the evidence it's a false flag. We'll do that in the next segment. We'll also get into other geopolitical things that are happening and get his unique perspective. Again, he's a top Harvard psychiatrist and also was an officer in the Navy before that, and he also has a medical degree as well. He's the former head of psychological warfare for the State Department and ran the Camp David Accords and is credited with getting the only successful peace deal really in history there at Camp David. So he's a really smart guy, a top psychiatrist, not a faux psychiatrist or psychologist. And he joins us, his website, stevepechenik.com. Of course, he co-authored a lot of books and wrote some of his own bestsellers with Tom Clancy and has produced TV shows and movies with Tom Clancy and others. So he's a heavy hitter. It really doesn't need any introduction, but we have a lot of new listeners every millisecond. Doc, I don't know if you were on hold earlier because they just dialed you up, but I was breaking down the hysteria I saw with one woman who ran up to a military checkpoint, we now learned, temporary checkpoints in the Capitol, got scared, bumped up against it, didn't shoot at police, didn't kill two police, as they first said, or wound police later. We have video that we've shown of police driving straight down the road into barricades, concrete barricades, just mass mental illness. She got so terrified of them chasing her down the road, trying to run her off the road that she ran. They see the little three-year-old in the car. They kill her. And then they have everybody running in fear for 30 minutes after. The wicked flee when none pursue. They go into the Capitol and have a standing ovation and say the police are heroes. They should have said it's unfortunate her car was dangerous. She was probably mentally ill, disturbed. You know, we're sad she's dead, but thank God no one else was hurt. Instead, they said we're heroes. In some weird, sweating, hysterical mental illness, and the Congress, the Senate looked mentally ill, and I'm no doctor, but I mean, I know crazy people when I see them. There's like a mass insanity, a megalomania, a drama queening, and I'm seeing it in the general public. We're seeing crack-ups increase. We're seeing all sorts of nuttiness. Dr. Pechenik, A, do you agree with me, or B, if you do agree, where is all this going? What's happening? Is this a collective madness like the Aztecs?
Well, let me put the incident yesterday about the woman going to the White House. Unlike the Navy or the Newtown, in my opinion, having been involved with in the incarceration of the mentally ill who have approached the White House and the Secret Service has justifiably tried to calm them down or try to bring them in for mental illness, I would say that yesterday's experience is a little bit different from what you portrayed it or most others. I've had extensive experience many decades ago of hospitalizing and having to hospitalize on behalf of the Secret Service appropriately mentally ill people who go up to the White House, approach the Secret Service, who have acted very professionally. They usually approach a car or a person who, like that woman, and I don't know that specific woman, but other cases where people would come up in the car, they would approach the White House, and before you knew it, the Secret Service would appropriately talk to the individual, and then you'd find out that they had guns in the back of a car, and the Secret Service then would whisk them away to my unit, maximum security at St. Elizabeth's Hospital in Washington, D.C. I think that occasion yesterday was very similar to the cases that I have had and had to treat in conjunction with the Secret Service way before we had Obama or any other president, going back 30 or 40 years. It's a very difficult situation when you see a person, whether a woman or a man, whoever it be, comes up to the White House, drives up there with a car, intends to break through the barricade. And I know the Secret Service to be very professional in those cases. And they try to talk the person down. They don't immediately shoot at them. They don't immediately target the individual. That individual, for whatever reason, ran, and she was, let's assume, mentally ill. I would assume that, given the nature of her escape, went to the Capitol Hill and then rammed various elements of the Capitol Hill police. So that case was normally, if they apprehended her and she was not shot and somebody was not hurt, she would have been taken immediately to St. Elizabeth's Hospital, a federal institution. In those days, when I was there, under a military control, the public health service control, and would have been put in maximum security. So, Alex, I've had prisoners who are mentally ill patients who have been to the White House and wanted to see the president way before Bush or
No, we have them. We have them come to the office.
Wanted to see the president and were fully armed, and the Secret Service handled them very well and would very sensitively bring them over to St. Elizabeth's Hospital, where we would keep them in for 15 years because they were always a potential danger. So that's very different from a false flag like the Navy Yard, which I think is a false flag, or Newtown. And the reason I say that is because the chief of police, Lanier, who's very professional, the head of the Metropolitan Police, said the first thing in a case like that yesterday, she said there's a gag order. In effect, she said we can't talk about who was involved, what happened, and the investigation. That did not occur in the Navy Yard or Newtown. When you have an immediate gag order, that's a federal prosecutorial involvement. The law comes in very quickly, and that means that you cannot even discuss the case.
Exactly. That's another telltale when they do whatever they want, that it's a staged event. I agree with you, and I know that the police not shooting her at first did show restraint. I'm talking about a nation that faced down the Soviet Union and nuclear war, and you know, a nation that fought off 500,000 or a million Chinese in Korea, groveling in fear, and Congress people shaking and literally freaking out over the image of a woman driving in circles and bumping a few police. I'm talking about land of the free, home of the brave. What is the state of the mental psychology?
Okay, let me, you know, you always bring me on the show, and I'm always grateful to be on it, but, you know, you bring me on to bring another perspective. First of all, we are the land of the free and the brave, but we did not do very well in Korea. One of the things that you have to remember, we went into Korea on a panic, and Truman did that very much as Obama went into Afghanistan without the permission or really the agreement of Congress. We went in as a, quote, a protective detail under the U.N. auspices. It was a disaster. And if it weren't
for President under General MacArthur.
Alex, if it weren't for President Eisenhower, who had been general and head of SACUR and a major, major military commander and the best of American politics, he stopped the war in Korea. Now, let me get back to Obama. The nature of Obama and the nature of what you're talking about is a very different issue. We have an ongoing fear situation, and part of it I will attribute to the nature and personality of the president himself. Obama came up with absolutely no resume no legitimacy that would accord him the right to be anything, either a senator or a professor at University of Chicago or anything, other than the fact that he had a background history of his parents and grandparents being in the CIA, and he had worked for those who had been in the CIA. That's all I can tell you. Secondly, he has created a scenario of fear and intimidation, which quite frankly, Alex, is what you're trying to get to and I was trying to get to, and that was saying, I have to go back into the history of all the presidents I had served, Bush, Reagan, Carter, Ford, even Nixon. I have never seen such fear and intimidation created by one president and one administration as I have by Obama. And I had to resort to another person. Now, you may be a little bit surprised, and your audience may not remember who I'm talking about. And I went back to a junior senator, which Obama was from Illinois, but this senator was in the 1950s, and you may not have been born then because you were too young, but I remember him very well, and his name was Eugene McCarthy.
Oh, yes.
And one of the things that I think your audience has to remember, look up Eugene McCarthy, was he was a junior senator from Wyoming, I believe, Wisconsin, I'm sorry.
It was Wisconsin.
Who intimidated everybody in the military, the intelligence community, the State Department, the domestic, our Library of Congress, our teachers, and accused them all of being communists, when in fact they weren't communists. When in fact there was no evidence. And unfortunately, General Eisenhower didn't do anything until some of our generals, who were major generals, who had been major heroes in our war, like World War II General Ralph Zwicker, who was a major hero and was wounded and was abused by McCarthy in front of a whole nation, and then finally a man by the name of Walsh from Boston, a prosecutor and a famous lawyer, said, "Have you no shame?" And finally, McCarthy was thrown out, and Eisenhower had to act. No one has stood up to this president and has said to him, "Have you no shame? Have you no shame that you created a false scenario in Newtown in order to get gun control? Have you no shame that you created an unemployment scenario the likes of which we've never seen before? Have you no shame that you created a nonsensical Osama bin Laden assault and then allowed the CIA to create Zero Dark 30 by Catherine Bigelow, a false and nonsensical film? And have you no shame that there was nobody killed in Newtown? It has never happened. And as a result of all of these false flags and intimidation, I now accuse the President of the United States, Obama, of being the new Democratic McCarthy. And along with his henchmen, Harry Reid and Dianne Feinstein and Nancy Pelosi, and also the Republicans, you have the extreme elements like Ted Cruz, who's born in Calgary and assumes that he could be, can then assume the mantle of American presidency? No. This Cuban-born or Canadian-born son of a Cuban exile who worked for Fidel Castro can never be president of the United States, nor can Marco Rubio, nor can Rand Paul. So the answer is, in a time of fear and intimidation, where are these young leaders? Where are the people who have some integrity, some commitment to having served our government in the military, not in the political arena, and given of themselves to our country and built their own company? I don't see that. Honestly, and that's what you're talking about. Obama will continue to create that fear and intimidation until the debt ceiling. And I will tell you one thing. More than anything else in the world, more than any issue of national security, either domestically or any false flag that he's pulled, and he's pulled a few of them, the biggest issue will be if we foreclose or we do not basically pay our debt and we do not increase the debt ceiling. The reason is horrendous. What will happen is America will default on a debt and it will drive our currency down to zero. Every billionaire will be a pauper, and every pauper will be exactly what they were, a pauper. And our economy and the full faith and credit of the American government is gone. So this fear is getting played out in a tricky game between the Republicans on the extreme side, who have really no legitimacy of doing anything other than expansive rhetoric and bombastic while the Democrats have done nothing. But we have a president who doesn't know how to deal with the opposite side. I give credit to Bill Clinton on many things I've disagreed with.
Sure,
him,
sure. Dr.
Pachinik. His ability to talk to the opposite side has been quite formidable, as was LBJ, as was the Republican Reagan, who worked with you, O'Neill. So we don't have a president who really functions as a world leader or as a national leader or as a healer. We have a demagogue who's really in the picture of a McCarthy, using fear, intimidation, and false flags. Someone will have to stand up besides myself to say, have you no shame, Mr. President? Stop, cease, and desist. And that's why you have the unique opportunity, Alex, to say to your audience, this is what's happening today, and we're coming into an economic crisis that really will determine the outcome of where America
sure,
will be.
Sure, sure. Dr. Pachinik, we got to go to break here. I already skipped one, and it's just killing the network because this information is so important, and I agree with you. But I've studied Joseph McCarthy from Wisconsin. He really believed what he was doing was good, but that they did use it to persecute people and bring in another form of kind of right-wing tyranny. So I agree with you, it was bad in the final equation. But Obama is far worse, saying the founding fathers aren't welcome in our military and saying veterans are the main enemy and you didn't build your business and increasing the debt doesn't increase the debt. And they have MSNBC say I'm behind the Boston bombing. I mean, they are real hardcore authoritarians.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here, and I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a 4-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
Ben Swan here. We are winning. Alternative media is challenging and beating mainstream media, and it's imperative for the liberty movement to continue this momentum. However, independent media cannot win without the support of sponsors and advertisers like Diamond Gusset Jeans. For over 26 years, Diamond Gusset has been owned by patriots with products designed for patriots. When I put on a pair of Diamond Gusset jeans, I enjoy the quality, comfort, durability, and style. Most importantly, my wife really likes them as well. From the cotton to the last stitch, Diamond Gusset bucks the industry standard by producing a 100% all-American product. Another reason for my endorsement. So Ben Swan is asking you to go visit DiamondLiberty.com right now. With promo code BEN, you will receive a 20% off discount on a pair of male or female Diamond Gusset jeans. Remember, DiamondLiberty.com, and you are directly supporting the growth of independent media.
When an emergency happens, you'll be left to fend for yourself and your family. An outbreak of contagious disease can happen anywhere, and the threat of bioterrorism is always at hand. Because we're faced with more diseases than ever before, we need a better solution than ever before. Fortunately, there's a simple, effective way to protect yourself. Supernatural Silver offers a safe and effective means of fighting pathogens and can help defeat the root of these problems. Supernatural Silver is effective against more than 500 different disease-causing pathogens without encouraging drug resistance and without side effects. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and give you and your loved ones a fighting chance. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code October2013 for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook.
USA! 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 one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up.
Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life.
It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
Okay, so what Dr. Pechenik was getting to earlier, a psychiatrist and government insider, best-selling author, is the fear, the state of fear. I mean, I sent reporters to the NSA to their front gate yesterday. We had live feeds of it here, video feeds. And the police and military literally were like catching their breath and couldn't talk that someone would dare come to the gate and ask to talk to their public information officer about the illegal spying going on inside against Obama's political enemies and all of it. It was just so unthinkable that in land of the free, home of the brave, the police and military were going, you're not following my orders, because we knew the law. And it's this fear. They're so afraid. And police, they have studies out, think they're all about to be killed, even though their number one cause of death is automobile accident or training exercises, training incidents. And so he was getting into the state of fear. And I agree with what he said. They have so hyped the fear that now you can't wear an NRA shirt to school, just that says NRA, or they kick you out. Or if you write an essay about hunting with your dad, they arrest you. There's no law, but they still do it. It's authoritarianism under political correctness. And they know what they're doing. And I heard Obama wanted to come in and be a dictator and all this stuff. And I didn't buy it 6 years ago. I said, I know he's really bad. They're going to try to sell tyranny as trendy. But he really is. I mean, they really, a month ago with Judicial Watch, as you know, we're going to get Dr. Pechenik's take on this, got the documents where they teach everybody in the Army now in the new manuals that the founders are bad. It actually says they wouldn't be welcome in today's Army. I mean, that's so absurdist. George Washington founded the U.S. Army. It just shows we're really occupied by a bunch of corporate special interest that want to extinct American liberty and American exceptionalism, and who are turning us into a domesticated nanny state. So as a smart guy, Dr. Pechenik, how do we reverse this? I mean, why are they so bold? Let me ask you the question. Why is MSNBC, I don't know if you saw it, and others saying, quote, Alex Jones is deeply racist, close quote, Alex Jones is behind the Boston bombing. My lawyer said I could sue and win, but I think it discredits him. I mean, what's happening with these people? Go ahead. Well,
what's happening, Alex, you and I know that you have been very effective in counter-punching the mainstream media that's been buying up most of the stories from any administration. But the point here, Alex, is, and with all due respect to you, as you and I know, we go back 10, 12 years, and to your audience, what you don't want to do is play the fear game. I mean, Alex Jones is not behind any covert operations. Alex Jones is not behind any nefarious deed. You are practicing your First Amendment rights. The issue, though, with the NSA, and let me give your audience a little break here. You know, I have been concerned about the surveillance program, but I do know some of the issues and personnel involved. So let me give you a fresh air here and a breath so your audience doesn't get fearful. You may have sent people to the NSA front door, but the truth of the matter is if most of your audience, the Americans, had watched only 3 days ago, which I'm sure most Americans did not watch, the Senate hearings that were run by Leahy and Senator Grassley and Senator Whitehouse, all of whom were really quite sophisticated and asked the same questions you did in a very professional, sophisticated manner. They asked James Clapper, the Director of National Intelligence, who's been criticized, and General Keith Alexander, who's the head of the National Security Agency and IDO Cyber Command, what are the issues involved and why are you tracking specific phone numbers in the United States? And I will say that because of your show and because of the people who listen to your show, these representatives have been very effective in asking those very questions that you said to both James Clapper and Keith Alexander. And in turn, both of those gentlemen answered the questions and admitted they made mistakes. They admitted that they had inadvertently picked up 9 to 12 illegal calls. General Keith Alexander, whom I know, is a very conscientious, very professional intelligence head. And James Clapper was, you know, reprimanded before, but he was very articulate. The person who was not articulate and came back with fear and totally inappropriate was an 80-year-old wicked witch from the West named Dianne Feinstein, who shocked everybody in the room and even me when she said, oh, well, you know, I remember when George Tenet 10 years ago told me about an impending attack in July of 2001. And it happened 3 months later. Who in God's name needed Dianne Feinstein? She should have been thrown out. She should have been voted out. That's the job of the American people. But the American people, thanks to you and others, have voted in people like Leahy, Grassley, Whitehouse, and have put controls on the shift of power towards the executive branch and have forced these people to answer questions. General Keith Alexander answered everything he had to answer and went back to FISA. In turn, Chief Justice Roberts was criticized by me and others for appointing 10, 11 judges, all of whom were Republicans at Mayo, and all of whom had a similar opinion. Well, when they were reprimanded by the American people and the legislators, guess what? Chief Justice Roberts changed, and he put in people who had countervailing views. So I want to offer to your audience and to you, and thanks to you, Alex.
Oh, please stop thanking me.
For them, for the audience to say, you know, we're going to write to our congressmen and senators, and if you don't like them, like Dianne Feinstein or Nancy Pelosi or Mark Rubio or Ted Cruz, who are totally not appropriate, get people in there who are functional, who are value-added, who are serious, who can create legislation and implement it. That's the job of the American people. I don't believe they're totally dumbed down. I believe that there's too much fear, and all you have to say is what you said, Alex. It's enough. And guys like me and you have to say, you know what? The American public has a job to continuously press on their legislators, to press on the executive branch to say, we don't need this. We don't need 9,000 people in the State Department. We don't need $90 billion of communications to Booz Allen. I don't need Amazon.com to get $600 million for security, internet security. But that's the job of the American people.
Yeah, well, these private interests are making themselves government and getting the contracts. But let's shift gears on why you're here, and I appreciate you getting off into the NSA. But I got to ask, why are you mad at Ted Cruz? I really like what he's doing, but I don't want to digress.
I don't like Ted Cruz, and I'll tell you why. I'm Cuban. I'm born in Cuba. I fought Castro. Ted Cruz did not fight Castro. He's born in Calgary, Canada. He's a demagogue. His father's a demagogue. If you listen to his father's ranting and raving, this is a father who not only fought Batista, but also worked with Fidel Castro and then claimed he was disappointed and came back in 1979 and was disillusioned. What are you talking to me about, bombastic Cuban exiles who come back and then go to Calgary, Canada?
No, I know your family had to flee Cuba.
Calgary, Canada,
I understand all that.
To the oil business and tell me, a Cuban who had to fight Castro, who never said a word about it, and telling me and the American public that he's an American who's going to be our president. First of all, he's Canadian. Secondly, he has never served our country. Thirdly, his bombastic rhetoric does not serve the purpose of the nation state. The fact that Cruz and others can shoot their mouths off and may have had a Cuban or Hispanic heritage does not constitute the grounds for election. It's the same way we say we picked Obama because he's black. Are we going to pick Hillary because she's a woman? That is not sufficient and necessary to be president of the United States.
Well, I like his filibuster, but let's get into the Navy Yard, because that's where you've got bombshell info.
The Navy Yard is a false flag. It's very simple, because when you have a diagnosis and you don't have a gag order and you have the name of a person beforehand whose name is, you know, beginning with two A's, I mean, you already know this thing doesn't make any sense. In contrast to yesterday, where there was a gag order, very immediately you saw the chase, you saw the consequences. But under the Navy order, what you have here again is fear. And what happened here, let's look at the overall picture. Why did they create a stand and a false flag in the Navy yard? Because you have a CNO, Chief of Naval Operations, named Jonathan Greener, who's nothing more than a protege of another Chief of Naval Operations who did nothing but false flags and false stories, Admiral Mullen, who wanted to make the SEAL Team 6 look great. Well, he failed. He failed because the Navy has a real problem. They don't belong within our force structure. We really don't know where the Navy belongs when the Army is on the ground, that's boots on the ground, and we have an Air Force that basically can do everything the Navy does with missiles and with drones, and we don't need aircraft carriers. We don't need destroyers. We don't need littoral ships. And by the way, the only thing we might need is a submarine, and he's a submarine commander. Furthermore, Admiral Greenard was reprimanded, again, by a U.S. Senator, Carl Levin, for having spent billions of dollars of wasted money on construction that we don't need. I go back to our legislators. You have to go back to hit them, and they're the ones.
Sure, but I mean, go over it, because they ordered the stand down of the SWAT team, the ATF's not allowed in, the whole thing looks very fake to me. I agree with you in the timing with the sequestration, but explain how that false flag works to a layperson out there.
Okay, the false flag is the following. You create an incident that didn't exist, and you immediately create a narrative. That's where Alex and I agree. The narrative begins with, oh, we know who the person is. Well, that's amazing that you know the person. Not only do we know everything about the person, but we know his diagnosis. He's psychotic. He's delusional. He was hearing, he was listening to microwaves. And at the same time, he won two awards while he was a reservist in the Navy, one for terrorism and one for combat, all of which is inconsistent in the narrative. It doesn't even work in fiction. So when
and he's too old to start going crazy like this, and at the same time, as you know, claiming he's schizophrenic or whatever, at the same time, they...
It doesn't work. Correct.
But, I mean, plus they ordered the SWAT team to stand down, but also the police reportedly came out multiple times with him saying they're after him at a hotel, but then they let him keep his top secret security clearance?
It wasn't top secret, it was secret. He would never have received the secret clearance. He never would have received medals. He never would have gotten a contract. And the contract was with one of the companies that's really in trouble as an outsourcing company. And, everybody works together. It's the military-industrial complex, which has to be taken down. And that's why we need a president who understands all of these issues. And I go back to Eisenhower, not because I think he's the greatest, but he was one of the few presidents who understood the danger of the military-industrial complex. In this case, the Aaron, or the so-called attacker, worked for Hewlett-Packard, or subcontracted to Hewlett-Packard. So Hewlett-Packard's in trouble. Hewlett-Packard has contracts from our military and our intelligence community. So does Booz Allen. So does Carlyle Group. These contracts have to be stopped. But they have to be stopped by legislators.
Sure. Let's talk about Syria. You knew the older Assad. I think you were even arrested once there, weren't you? And then you knew the younger Assad. I'm not a fan of Assad, but...
I was arrested there. That's correct.
But,
I was held in interrogation in Bashar Assad.
But I mean, my issue is, I'm not a fan of Assad, but they are leaving the Christians and the Jews alone and are great compared to al-Qaeda. How will the West, with its narrative, get away with openly arming al-Qaeda as the main force?
They can't. Thanks to you and others, Alex. The West has ceased and desist. They were warned by myself and others who understood the Syrian situation that this was really a CIA intervention that didn't work. And I must admit, I was very disappointed with General Petraeus, who thought that he could arm the so-called moderates. There are no moderates in this kind of chaos. And at the same time, Hillary Clinton, who knew nothing, also wanted to arm the so-called moderate. In this kind of situation where we, the United States, created al-Qaeda, al-Qaeda's fighting another group that we created, the Northern Syrian Liberation, but it doesn't matter. There are all kinds of acronyms and all kinds of names for different kinds of...
The worst are always going to take over in a situation, so the plans divide and conquer, but that's not even going well.
No. Basically, my concern was from day one, and I've said it on your show previously, is that there are millions of Christians and there are millions of Alawites who are basically Shiites who have been dispossessed, who have been killed the minute that Sunnis come out of homes, which is funded by Saudi Arabia. I can't emphasize enough. Our biggest nemesis in the Middle East is Saudi Arabia,
The
biggest problems because we needed them in the past for oil. As of yesterday, the Wall Street Journal correctly announced that America is a net exporter of oil and gas. We don't need anybody anymore. So we should let Saudi Arabia go. Unfortunately, Israel has a relationship with Saudi Arabia. Israel has a relationship with the UAE and Qatar. We must stay out of the Middle East. We have to shift to the East, but we're still in the Middle East, whereas none of those countries are really of a strategic alliance. But again, we have people in this administration who are not really confident. John Kerry is not confident.
Well, they've sold out. Look at how they're letting the Chinese have Australia.
Well, Chinese have spread all over the world. It's not even an issue that they have Australia. They have Africa. They have East Africa. They have West Africa. They have the Middle East. When I was even in Syria and in Iran a few years ago, and in Isfahan and Shiraz in Iran, they were selling products that the Iranians thought were Iranian, that were cheap. I said, no, they're Chinese. Chinese came into Turkey and Burgas and basically undercut 1,000 different factories and textiles. The Chinese financially have been able to cut everybody. But the good news is that China is really an internal problem, and they have to depend on the United States. Contrary to what everybody believes, the United States has really funded the Chinese in terms of water and food, and China has a very serious internal civil unrest, because in a normal year, the Chinese have over 75,000 riots.
I think it's more like a month now they're having that. But why did I think it's evil that our system helped put Mao in power. I think that was a bad mistake.
Well, it's an interesting point, Alice. It's a historical mistake, but it's the same way our system made mistakes. John Foster Dulles didn't understand what General Stilwell and those of us who fought with Mao during World War II against the Japanese. And Chiang Kai-shek, unfortunately, who was as crooked and as corrupt as anybody, was able to convince the American forces at that time, despite the military, our generals saying that he was not a major force in defeating the Japanese, but Mao was. We went along and we went and supported Chiang Kai-shek, who then was fled and went into Taiwan in 1940.
Sure. Stay there. Come back. We got to go to break. Dr. Steve Pachinik's our guest. Amazing history we're discussing here today.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Final segment, folks, on the live radio show. But I'll be back tonight. I'm doing a special report on the Nightly News. Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central. If you're not a subscriber to the Nightly News, we're almost up and running with a new studio. Got stations and networks and cable systems wanting to pick it up all over. That's why I'm suspending finishing Obama Deception 2. I got to get the TV thing done. The upgrade of the website's done. The Obama Deception will come out early next year. So we'll make it even better to really understand the whole system, not just Obama. But I'll be back this Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, with the live Sunday broadcast as well. So please tell your friends and family to tune in. Defeating this tyranny is about informing others and then resisting and putting pressure on the government and promoting a culture of liberty instead of a culture of collectivism and corruption and domestic militarism as they try to convert us to some type of weird hermit state. In closing, Dr. Steve Pachinik, stevepachinik.com. Thank you for coming on with us. We got about 4 or 5 minutes. Other points you'd like to add about the state of the world, the state of our republic, the state of Obama? I think Obama is really rotting like a dead fish politically now, but I'm worried about what he may pull. I just sense the only thing they've got left is big false flags, but all those narratives degenerate now. Cy Hurst says Obama's staging false flags. What are they going to do?
Well, the key element for all of this, and this is why your audience is so important, why you're important, is the fact they cannot default on the debt ceiling. That is the most crucial element, the most important thing we have right now in terms of national security and the viability of the republic. If they default, that means the good faith and credit of the United States government, irrespective of Obama, has gone down. The dollar will be worth nothing. We will literally be the last of a nation, of a great nation, and that cannot happen. But unfortunately, we're playing this tricky game between Republicans and Democrats, and we really have to open up the political culture system, as you said, to more parties. We have to create different parties. I thought the Tea Party would become more independent, less radical, more instructive, more comprehensive, and then we need more pragmatic parties. It's enough. These two parties, Republican, Democrats, have really not been all that different. It's just a game that goes on in the media. But we do really need the beginnings of a discussion, starting with social media at the ground level, which you have instigated and others, to talk about, you know, grassroots politics, building it up, have a pragmatic, independent party that's not affiliated with these nonsensical ideological concepts, resorting back to historical perspectives that no one really understands. If we go back to our founding fathers, first of all, our founding fathers were not Christians in the screw sense of the word. They were deists. They did not believe in the notion of putting God in our country. This is going to be very shocking to most of them. Most of them were members of the Masonic Lodge. Even George Washington, if you go back to his history, walked out of the prayers in Episcopal churches. Ben Franklin, James Madison, Thomas Jefferson, all were very clear they were deists. But the point of fact was their influences were Montesquieu, they were French revolutionary. They had an idea that our country would come with a give and take of discussion and ideological differences, but it had to be diverse, it had to be constructive, and it had to move our country forward. In many ways, we are not different from what we started with. Many feared that within 30 years of the revolution, we didn't even have a country. And Andrew Jackson was fearful of it. We had many men fought for our country, but feared that it would not exist. For example, when Lincoln created a war, civil war, there was no reason for the civil war. That was the reason.
Well, Doc, we're out of time. We're out of time. We'll have to get you back on soon, stevepachinik.com. George Washington was definitely a Christian. Some of them were deists, though. You are correct about that.